You know, if you just want to make up a song for the end of the show that you feel is like a little maudlin.
Oh. I'm a sad cowboy riding down a horse.
Riding down a horse, huh?
A downer horse.
Oh, a downer horse.
I feel happy at one point, but now I'm morose.
I feel like you manipulated that word, but it rhymed.
Maybe.
Within the manipulation.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
I think so.
This music's on.
All right.
Oh, we'll have to test this out. That's too bad. Okay. We'll just guess. I'll adjust as we go. We're gonna be fine.
Life's not like
Jesus.
That was a little bit
not
off.
Fine. Okay.
I think you'll have to start that over.
There we go. Wow.
That was. Yep.
Summer Jam, sing along at home.
McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the
Hopefully
rock music.
You're in your beach chair jamming out to this.
Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's!
See, the hard thing is I don't feel McDonald's. Like pumped. You know what I mean? I just feel weird.
I think the point of this
McDonald's
song...
McDonald's will make you fat. Like,
I think the point of that song, though, is that you're not supposed to feel pumped. You're supposed to feel chilled out and relaxed.
Okay, but let's do, you know, okay. A song that I would consider more appropriate, right?
All right.
Let me find something here.
By the way, you're listening to the Helpful Snowman radio show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Welcome. And Ian's with me.
Hello.
I forgot we were... I was just like, fuck that. Fuck them. Is anybody picking this up at episode 70, whatever?
Well, not now.
Okay, so let's say it was like this, right?
Okay.
If you don't like it, fuck you.
Little build. Something's coming. You feel like something's going to happen, and then we get a...
But it doesn't build up to something crazy.
Then we come right in. No, this is the crazy part. You want it to build up to something crazy?
Yes. If you're saying like you got to get pumped up, I mean, I thought you were meant something much more dramatic. But I felt pumped up by Wesley Willis.
Yeah, but it's just the back. You know what the problem is? I don't know when to come in on Wesley Willis.
It's kind of like trying to. You know, figure out where, you know, if you were going to print out a small portion of the Mona Lisa, like where you would stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just
okay.
have to go all the way through. And that might be the problem with Wesley
well,
Willis.
You try
have to
it.
Listen to the whole thing.
No, I'm not doing that. It's 2.5 minutes, which is pretty short as songs go, but it's too much.
All right.
All right. You do it here. We'll.
Like it. Fuck you.
You just cue me when I should start fading a little. But if it's more than
McDonald's
a minute, I'm going
to
just fade on
rock.
You.
All right.
It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock
hey, roll everybody. McDonald's. Welcome to the Helpful Snowman radio show.
I mean, I guess.
That's pretty good.
I don't know. Like, this part is a little just... I don't know. I don't know, man. It's just not pump-up music to me.
Yeah, you know, it won your Summer Jam contest.
It wasn't a Summer Jam. It was Summer Playlist,
first of all. Summer Playlist contest.
And secondly, it won out of Now That's What I Call Music songs.
Yeah, and it kicked their ass.
Yeah, but I wasn't trying to pick a song to start a radio show with. I was picking a song to listen to in the car.
Well, you know, people listen to this in their car.
I don't want you to feel unappreciated. I'm going to have a drink of this Albertsons whiskey.
And for the record, I am not, because I learned my lesson last time.
So cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
You can have some beer. You can talk about that if you want to.
Yes. The Shift Pale Lager from New Belgium. Peter will have to recover for a second.
Yeah.
It's a great beer. I recommend it highly to everyone. It comes in a convenient 4-pack rather than a 6-pack.
Son of a bitch. It's a good deal.
I think... But the nice part...
But they're tall.
They're tall.
Oh!
They're like a tall PBR, but better than PBR. Peter can't really taste what it's like because he's trying not to die.
Okay, I'm back.
Now, I have a question for you, Pete.
Yeah.
Actually, it's sort of two questions. One, do you actually think you would finish this bottle?
I think I'll get there.
You'll get there eventually?
Yeah.
All right. How long will it take you to finish this bottle?
I mean, I've done this much... moonshine by myself.
Okay.
It's not a lot, but I'm probably a fifth of the way through the bottle.
That's true.
And it's moonshine. Do you want to try that? Just to... you could just taste it.
I could give it a taste.
Just so you can
maybe
say...
Maybe not a whole shot.
Because I find it to be...
I've been drinking
to
a lot today.
Nice. Yeah.
So...
I find it to be really nice, actually. Smooth.
I bought some moonshine recently. Like, there's some moonshine on sale.
What'd you think?
I haven't tasted it yet. I just bought it.
I mean, this stuff's good. I have another one, Virginia Lightning, that's not as smooth, but it's still fun.
Doesn't smell that bad at all. That's not bad.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's not as bad as Albertsons. Mm. Albertsons and Sons.
No.
Zzz. Whiskey's. Zzz.
No.
Well, welcome. We are talking right before this, so we are going to do a power hour of sorts.
Yes.
The difference being, you're already drunk. Are you drunk?
Yeah.
Have you been drinking?
I've been drinking a lot.
Okay.
So I'm just not wanting to, you know, when I don't drink responsibly, Peter's car winds up with vomit in it.
That's true.
So that's why it's best for me to drink responsibly. But I'm drunk enough.
Okay.
And I will drink, but consistently enough to keep the power hour. You know, the point of the power hour is that you're supposed to be drunk by the end.
Right.
And since I started out drunk, kind of drunk already.
Yeah.
As long as I'm drunk by the end, I think it will be.
Oh, it'll be
accomplished.
Fine. Yeah. So what we're going to do is a little bit different. Normally what happens is, you know, I read the questions and then answer them, and I have 1 minute to do both. And then, you know, have a lot of drinks and get real drunk.
Right.
This will be different because there's two of us. So I split the questions into two sets of 25, and we'll take turns.
Mm-hmm.
I had to print them out on this fucking piece of shit printer. I have the worst printer because here's what it does. It always bosses me around.
Okay.
First, you know, when I turn it on, it's like, wait for a while. And it doesn't even say just one moment or something like that. It says, please wait for a while, which makes it seem long to me.
Does it spell a while? Does it have a space with a while, or is it just one word?
I think it says one while. I don't know. Something shitty like that.
I mean, but is the A like separated from a while, or is it a while like it's all one word?
It's actually just a picture of a guy in a sombrero sleeping against a cactus that I interpreted to mean... We're not going anywhere.
So you got a Mexican printer. It's not the thing with the little Chinese hat.
A canon.
Yeah.
Also, what's annoying about it is, you know, I turned it on and then it sent this thing on my computer that was like, you know what? As a printer, I'm looking at my records here. It appears that you unplugged me before you turned me off. So please refer to the manual for proper procedure. And I was like, fuck you. What are you going to do? You can't do anything about it, you piece of shit. And also, why does it make a difference if I push a button? You're just going to say, hold on, I'm turning off. Give me a minute.
You know, it's like, your printer is kind of like tattling to the bully. You know, you were the one who turned it off in the first place.
Yeah. It should call my mom.
It's sort of saying, like, it's like telling the bully, like, oh, I see you gave me a wet willy yesterday.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about why you shouldn't give me a wet willy next time. Where you can be like, oh, really, Mr. Printer?
I
turned you off wrong? Fuck you.
We were also talking about... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
We were also talking about a bar in town. The Crush Room.
Yes.
And I was thinking about how, in my life, I think one of my things that I want more than anything is to have a bar.
Okay, like...
Like, every TV show, they have, like, their bar. And you're like, that place is awesome. They love it there. It's great. It's a perfect bar. And I know no one in real life who has this in real life.
Yeah, I mean, The Simpsons has Moe's.
Right.
Cheers took place in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I think shows in the 90s had more coffee shops and things.
Sure. But similar vibe.
Yeah.
Same thing. I want mine to be a bar, probably.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I just want it to be close enough to walk.
Okay.
I want it to be not people that are, probably if I had to pick, people that are older than me in general.
All right, so you're probably looking for people, you know what, you'd probably want like early 40s maybe.
Mm-hmm. And also, and this might sound crazy, mm-hmm. I'd like it to be a place where I could, let's say, go by myself and have a book, mm-hmm. and it wouldn't be like, oh, check out Faggo and his Bookie Wook. And
that, yeah.
where I could go with friends and have drinks and it would be fun. And
right.
you know what I really don't want there is like I don't want to walk into a place and it's just sort of like.
I mean, part of what you don't want to walk into is you don't want to walk into the ESPN zone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the enemy of being able to sit and read a book, is that if you have four different TVs playing four different sports games.
Right.
Then that's really against you, like sitting down and reading, because you have to ignore four TVs.
Yeah,
at
yeah,
the
I don't
same
need
time.
That there, and it could have a TV if it's one shitty TV.
Okay,
that has actual knobs. But here's what I mainly don't want: I don't want to walk into. And then I'm trying to talk, and no one can fucking hear me, and I'm yelling all night.
Hi, welcome to the Naughty Schoolgirl. Where'd you like to sit?
Yeah, I don't. Oh, yeah. I would prefer more of a diner-y type waitress, too.
Okay.
As opposed to a, you dudes need shots. This is called a test tube baby.
Right.
It's bright green, and you drink it out of an old Ronson old bottle.
You get a dollar off if you don't use your hands.
Yeah, see, I want stuff. I want them to be like, we have Albertson's whiskey on special. That's what I want. I want to see that as their well. I want a bar that's like, hey, man, we'll go as low as we can go on well. Okay? Yeah. We'll do it. We're going to introduce you to a world of pain.
it makes you all like, when you go in and they say, like, yeah, what we have well whiskey, 50 cents, you still go, oh, boy.
I feel like basically what I want is a bar from Western Kentucky to appear in my hometown.
Right.
With its regulars.
Okay.
Somehow, and they just don't, like a tornado picks it up and transplants it here, and everyone's just like, eh, fuck it.
I guess, you know, when it comes to the bar that we're discussing off mic, the Crush Room.
Yeah.
I did get to crawl into their magical crawl space.
What does that even mean?
Mostly, like, the bar is pretty new, and the staff went into the bathroom one day, and they saw that their bathroom, like, had, like, the ceiling to their bathroom had a latch on it.
Okay.
And they wanted someone to figure out what was up there.
Yeah.
You know, because you have this bar, and like you're thinking, is there a way to sort of bust in,
sure.
in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
And so a friend of mine, Adam, who should have been on the show, but he's not because he's a douche.
What a douche.
Right.
Does he listen to this at all?
Well, he should.
Okay.
But, well, he does. He wanted to be on the show, but he couldn't because his douchiness got in the way.
I'm just asking if he would hear that you called him a douche or not.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he would stop listening because I called him a douche.
No, that's not the... I just wanted to make sure we weren't wasting time.
Oh, no.
Making fun of somebody. I want to make sure it hits hard.
Hits hard. Well, I think if I made fun of somebody just right, I would try to, like, send the show to them to make sure they listened.
Oh, okay.
And be like, hey, you were mentioned on the show.
Yeah, tag him in Facebook.
That's right. But, we tried, like, he boosted me up into this crawl space.
Oh, okay. There's no ladder or anything.
No.
Right.
No.
Naturally.
I got boosted up, and unfortunately, it was pretty boring, so it's like the anticlimactic story, like, where it's just kind of, it's just a space, there's some insulation, the air ducts are there.
It's just a crawl space.
It's a crawl space, and the air ducts are not big enough for a man to fit through.
Now, are you up there in, like, a wife beater with a Zippo lighter lighting your way, crawling?
Just crawling around.
Yeah.
No, unfortunately.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
I did have a flashlight, though. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, video games, it's one of the many things that video games have completely misled me on, because lots of video games feature a duct or a vent that you can crawl through, or
definitely.
That a giant monster can crawl through.
Oh, yeah.
And burst out of. But I find that there are very few places that have vents that are capable of supporting a man's weight.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Well. Cheers to that.
Yep.
Albertson's Whiskey, part two.
You're doing this again. Yeah. Oh, boy.
God.
I think you're finishing this to prove some kind of point now.
This is a tradition of quality since 1939.
Ugh!
Just gave me a headache instantly.
Oh, my God. It's like, it skips right from, like, there's not the pleasant part of being drunk at all. It skipped right from bitter horribleness to Hangover.
Do you hear a sound?
Yeah, I kind of do. It sounds like it's coming from your iPod.
Oh. Well, here's the thing. So for this power hour, what we need to do is pick a tone, because I'm going to have a timer on this phone. But this has a lot of options.
Okay.
So I thought we'd go through and just pick something. Now, it's got to be something short, because I don't want to listen to a 30-second thing for a one-second timer.
Okay.
So let's just go through here real quick. Oh, hang on.
Yeah, I can't really hear that.
Whoa, okay.
All right, so we're trying to adjust the sound here.
Pleasant.
Okay, that's pleasant.
Nice. Don't like that it goes twice.
It's sort of like a double warning.
Yeah. All right. Absolutely not.
That's a little too tense.
Not in a fucking submarine here. I don't like that.
That's too long.
I don't like when something sounds like it plays the black keys on the piano.
It's like, it sounds like I wish I had a skeleton and I could be playing on its ribs.
In the graveyard. That was like in the Navy, but in the graveyard.
I mean, in the graveyard, you will find lots of dead men.
This one's like a church. No good. Awful.
That's at least short.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's like a cartoon boner sound.
Yeah.
Oing, oing, oing. I mean, that's just like boring. That brings it down.
Yeah.
This could go on forever.
That's at least short.
Yeah.
I mean, that might be a winner because it's short.
All right, that's a start. We could do the duck.
I want the duck. I think it's my vote.
What about that? And then they live forever happily.
No, I still like the duck. Yeah, badass motorcycle.
Okay, hold on.
The duck, I think.
The iPhone has a motorcycle tone. I mean, is that just like, it should just say midlife crisis, right?
Yeah.
Got my iPhone, I got my Harley.
Those two things should not go together. Ooh.
Oh.
That's close to the duck. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, that's a phone. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Da-na-na. Is that bad to the bone?
I'm a man!
I mean, that's... Yeah. I don't know. Fuck that.
What?
That's a robot. That's stupid. I don't like that. This I kind of like. This is like a transition from the PBS show Arthur.
Coming up next on NPR, we have...
It sounds real radio-y. I kind of like that. That's too funky.
NPR's World Cafe.
That's too tense. No, fuck you. It's also very NPR. Okay, so I think it's come down to...
It seems weird that...
This? Or...
How can you vote against a duck?
All right, fine.
That's awesome. So now, the Helpful Snow fans should say what they would have voted for.
Sure.
Right, where could they do that?
I would comment on this very post at helpfulsnowman.com.
All right.
Or, I don't care, Facebook, Twitter. I don't know what people are doing. I have no idea what's happening.
You just want them to somehow get the show into their face.
I just, you know what? I look at the analytics like once a month and then I'm like, I should make a plan. And then I'm like, fuck that shit.
that is your plan. Fuck that shit. Do nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it's all working. I'm happy. I'm equally happy with no success.
All right.
Just shooting it out into space.
Okay.
I feel like I need one more shot of whiskey to really to get there.
So do you want me to read the first question while you're taking your shot of whiskey?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So, all right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dear Snowman, do zoos protect endangered animals? I know there's such a thing as captive breeding programs, but I mean, if the zoos weren't in that program, would they still have permission to keep endangered animals in their custody? My family says endangered animals are always sent to sanctuaries and such, but I'm wondering about zoos. From Olivia.
So the question is whether zoos protect endangered animals?
Right.
I mean, I guess so. But it, I mean, it's kind of like protecting them from life. You know, it's sort of like if I were an animal and I were a creature in the zoo, they would probably have protected me from any of the relationships and whatnot that I've been in, because they'd be like, oh no, he's going to be emotionally scarred and depressed.
Oh, we don't want this lion gutting with that lion.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know that that's how... I suppose in a way it's to my benefit. It's like an old fairy tale where it's like, oh, they kept her locked away in a tower and let her hair grow until some guy climbed up her hair.
So you think the giraffe prince is going to come rescue all the giraffes?
Yeah.
The one giraffe to rule them all.
I guess so. I mean, I'm the giraffe.
So you're the prince of the giraffes.
Prince of the giraffes, exactly.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, yes and no. Yes, right. But also no. In a bad way, it protects them.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I don't regret my duck decision at all. Got to recover from that.
Right, okay, here we go. You ready for yours?
Yeah.
Dear Snowman, I have an idea for a book. For a character for a book. He's kind of rude, abrupt, and mean. But when this girl gets sick real bad, like pneumonia or something, how should he start to care? I mean, rather, how should he show he cares? It has to be subtle, of course. But it's just hard to write how someone goes from one thing to the complete opposite. There must be a smooth transition. Ideas from truth.
Wow. So basically, your idea for a book is you want your you have the start of your book where this person is kind of an asshole, and then the problem you have is that you can't get this person to stop being an asshole. And right. You have the reason that they need to stop being an asshole, but you haven't figured that out. So this person has pneumonia, so we'll start there. All right? Uh-huh. Peter's giving a grimace face right now.
I'm just trying to turn off the vibrations.
Oh, trying to turn off the vibrate.
Yeah.
So I think what you want to do is maybe... I think since this person's an asshole, they probably don't start off by caring about this person's feelings, right?
Sure.
So maybe what they would try to do is they would see a beef jerky machine in a store, and they would decide, you know what?
Beef jerky machine.
Right, because they're thinking, oh, pneumonia, there's a lot of fluid in the lungs, so we're just going to dry out all the fluid at once by, you know, putting this person in some kind of dehydrating thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, putting them in, like a food saver, what do you call that thing?
Yeah.
To make your own beef jerky.
Exactly.
And they think to put the, wow.
Yeah, so he's going to build a giant one of these, and he's going to try to shove her in it because he's mean.
Oh, that's our duck, okay. Wow.
All right. I think that's good.
I'm ready.
All right. This is a nice short one. Dear Snowman, what does it mean to prospect for gold?
That's it?
That's it. From Emir.
Oh. Well, I remember going on this tour of a mine when I was a kid, and I think we did panning for gold with like basically what was like a walk but was ribbed for pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
All I really remember doing is swirling water around in a pan, and then there'd be little flakes of gold in there, and then you put them in a vial, and then they kind of broke down over time into tiny little pieces, and it looked just like you had a bunch of dirt and water in a vial. So what it means, I think, is that you're on a vacation with your family that you'll probably love from ages 5 to 12.
Okay.
You know, so I remember we were on this train to go to the mine, and I was reading a book, mm-hmm. and this guy was like, you know, most people on the train like to look at the scenery. And I was like, I'm 15. Go fuck yourself. Fuck you. Like, I paid for the train. It'd be like a waiter who's like, most people eat a little more slowly. Asshole. I still remember that guy. Oh, okay. Here's a short one for you.
All right.
Knocking things over here.
Already.
Need another shot of whiskey, probably. Dear Snowman, how do you prefer girls to dress in general? From Beth.
Well, Beth, I prefer them not to dress at all. I prefer them to be nude at all times. And I don't care about that whole Jerry Seinfeld pickle jar thing. I like it when they strain, see all the veins in them.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of ideal for me.
Let me ask you about that, because that's like a Seinfeldian thing, like good naked, bad naked. And I think I know what they're saying, but does that apply to ladies?
No, I don't think so either.
Because I've never seen a lady naked in such a way that I was like, ugh.
Oh, God. Put that away.
I think sometimes there are positions or whatever that I'm like, eh, doesn't really do much for me.
Right.
But it's not repulsive.
No.
But maybe it's a men's thing.
I think it's more like there's the people you don't want to see naked rather than the I don't want to see this kind of nudity.
Probably.
Yeah.
I feel like I could get horn if I saw someone. If I just was horn for somebody,
right?
I don't think it matters what they're doing. Throwing the javelin, I'd be like, oh, that was so hot.
Doing deep toe touches.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Drilling. I'd be like, this is very strange. Okay.
All right. Your turn.
Dear Snowman. Oh, wait.
It's your turn.
Oh, sorry. I answered your question, kind of. I apologize.
No, that's all right.
This is hard to get used to.
Well, that's why you have two people for
it's
Power
hot
Hour.
In here, too.
So take off all your clothes. All right.
I'll undo one button.
Okay. Dear Snowman, is there such a thing as a warm stream elsewhere, like the Gulf Stream? I mean, is there a gigantic warm seawater stream other than the Gulf Stream? And where does that flow from and to? From Hajj.
Are you saying Gulf or golf?
It says Gulf.
Like as in...
Yep. That's what it says. So that's what Hajj wants to know.
Is there a warm stream elsewhere like the Gulf Stream?
Yeah.
What a dum-dum.
Okay.
You know what? I don't think it really matters to this guy because I don't know what his real... what he's getting at here. But what I do know is if you don't know the difference between Gulf and golf, I mean, how important is the answer? It's not like he's doing a climate study.
Probably
he's not,
not
like, well, my study's in global warming. I need to know if there's another. And you could just Google that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me stuff like that. Just Google that. Is there another stream? Well, maybe he couldn't because he can't spell golf.
It was going to give him a live stream of the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
So.
The Persian Gulf. he was really confused why he couldn't get any news on the first Iraq war.
Do you think there is a golf course called the Persian Gulf?
That would be awesome if there was.
I mean,
and there's like, what do they call their ladies there? Well, they're wearing burkas and
they're
they
wearing
bring
burkas.
Out booze.
Yeah. That would be a good theme. Yeah, that'd be a good theme thing. Maybe that could be your bar.
The Persian Gulf.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, there you go.
A golf / Arabian Nights theme.
Yep.
We play the Aladdin soundtrack. Okay.
Okay.
Dear Snowman, what is the best way to get rid of scabs? I had a pimple on my head. I did not pop it, but I followed a remedy to help it out. Now it is a giant scab. What is the quickest way to get rid of it? I will not peel it because that is gross. It bugs me a lot, though, and it itches. Not trying to be gross here. But I have tried all ideas, including honey from Tara. Or Tara.
Well, first of all, Tara or Tara, I'm going to tell you what not to do because I have particular experience with removal of various growths on my body.
Sure.
All right. One thing you do not want to do is you do not want to try to freeze it, you know, or numb it and then cut it off with a straight razor.
You did this?
I tried to do this with a mole once.
Why?
You know, I have a lot of moles on my body.
Sure.
And I realized like getting them all removed by a dermatologist would be kind of expensive because there's just a lot of them.
Where did you start? I mean, how did you...
Was
there a particular mole that you're like, this one's gotta go?
I went with something in the front just because I could kind of reach it.
What does that mean,
I could
in
see
the front?
It. Like kind of on my...
Very tip of your penis?
Like right below my collarbone. Yes,
oh,
the very
okay.
tip of my cock. I didn't leave that one. I call that the tickler.
Couldn't even pee.
Right. But I just have a mole on the front of my pee hole. But I got this thing, and I kind of numbed it up, and it worked pretty well.
What
but,
thing?
Like the mole.
Oh.
Right, and I got the mole. Oh, duck cuts
no,
us off.
No, sorry, keep going.
All right.
It doesn't matter.
This
is important.
Time duck does not matter.
No.
All right, so I cut off the... I started to cut the mole, but I realized I only numbed the outside of it, not the whole thing.
Ah.
And so it kind of hurt. I took a piece out of it, and it bled a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. So Tara, don't think you can numb something and cut it off with a razor.
No,
that's my point.
Wait a minute. Is it gone or is it still there?
Oh, it's still there.
Oh, okay. Does it look different?
It's got a little chunk out of it.
Okay.
So.
Well, I have some Albertsons first.
Yeah.
Numb you up.
All right.
Oh, wait. It's your turn.
My
right?
turn. Okay. Are you
here
ready?
Here we go. Yep.
Dear Snowman.
Yeah.
I'm bored. What should I do? I can only stay inside and I only have a little bit of things to work with. Please help from haters.
That's the question?
That's the whole thing.
Well, I mean, for what, $4.38?
$5.19.
$5.19, you can get Albertson's American Blended Whiskey. I could swear this label is black and has already faded to brown.
No, it was brown when I got it.
I don't know. Because the cap is black. Why would they make the label brown? I would make them the same.
There's some different... I think the black was for the bourbon. Or for the blended whiskey.
I'm just saying, for very little money.
Right.
You can just have this, and then you can do... I mean, we're just talking into microphones.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks to this.
Exactly.
So that's an option. I would say if you have TBS, the Superstation, they're bound to show a series of 8 movies in a fucking row that you don't really want to see, but you could.
Right.
And then you'll be able to talk about it at length later.
Or if you have TNT, it's Law and Order all the time.
TNT.
It's Dynamite.
Okay.
Time Duck says
that
no.
That was perfect. Dear Snowman, I am a 17-year-old girl going to university, hopefully. Wink. And I need to know what to wear. I've been wearing a uniform for 13 years, so it's going to be hard to wear normal clothes every day. There are a bunch of exclamation points.
Okay.
Any tips on what to wear on the first day and what to wear in general? Thanks. P.S. What are some essential clothing items to buy? From Anna.
You know, I actually have experience of this because I happen to work in higher education.
Sure.
All right. And I'm going to tell you what most girls actually wear.
Okay.
Which is basically... Imagine, like, if you're not sure what to wear on a given day, just walk to your laundromat, see what people are wearing while they're doing their laundry, and wear that. And you wear that every day to school.
Okay.
And that's kind of what you do. I mean, that's what a lot of young ladies do. You will see the women who, like, the young women who, they try to get the nice version of that. Like, they have nice sweatpants or nice sandals or nice, you know, weird slippers. But that seems to be going in the wrong direction. What you really want to do, just think laundry day.
Okay.
Every day. And just wear that.
If I may, so what I wore to the gym today was pretty crazy looking.
Okay.
So I had a good friend who went to Vietnam.
All right.
And she was kind enough to bring me a shirt back that was, it's a red shirt with a star in the center.
Okay.
I've learned, or I suspect, that Vietnamese people are built differently because it was so tight on my armpits. Fuck you. It was so tight on my armpits that it was like cutting into my arms. So for the first time in my life, I cut the sleeves off of a shirt.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, well, I can't wear this. But if I cut the sleeves off, I can wear it at the gym.
Yep.
And that's nice. So I was wearing a bright red shirt with a... There's the sleeves right there. You can see. But this is a thing that really happened.
I'm holding the sleeves.
Yeah.
And they are really here. And it is a weird material, too.
Yeah, I don't know what that material... I mean, it's probably giving me cancer.
Yeah.
But, so that... I was wearing that as a top, unevenly cut. And then, you know, blue shorts. And then, of course, on my way there, I was wearing sweats where the inner thigh is worn out from rubbing against, I don't know what, the other thigh. What was once a black Adidas sweatshirt that looks like it's been used to erase a blackboard because it's been washed so many times? And a hat for a horse race that happened 10 years ago.
Yeah, I think all of that is fine. I think the basic questions are, can you wear this to a laundromat?
Mm-hmm.
If it's actually showing your genitals, you can't wear that to the laundromat, so that's out.
You just mean, am I covered law-wise?
Yes. Like, does the law say that you are covered?
I mean, I think so.
And have you put absolutely no effort into this?
Oh, that's a definite.
Then that's what you should
Everybody
wear.
I could see my dumb tattoo. I mean,
yeah,
I look
exactly.
Like a fucking idiot.
Exactly.
I saw myself in the mirror and was like, I wish the lighting wasn't so intense in this room.
Right. And by the time this airs, school will be starting time. It's back to school.
School's
Don't be suckered in by what Target tells you. Just wear whatever you wear to the laundromat. You're fine.
All right.
So my turn to read, I think.
I just think it's my turn. Yeah, I think you're right.
All
right.
Well, you're always doing Power Hour by yourself. So
yeah,
that's why
it's
you're
hard
always,
to get used to.
All right. So are you ready for this? This is a longer one.
Are y'all ready for this?
Yep. Dear Snowman, if most skiers are environmentalists, how do they explain to destroy... Okay, I'm stopped.
Okay, yeah, I don't understand.
If most skiers are environmentalists, how do they explain destroying mountains? I don't know what it's like in other places, but here in Utah, ski resorts have ruined mountain landscapes. They have built scores of apartments and lodging buildings, not to mention the stripped mountainsides, parking lots that accommodate thousands of cars, and so on. They have taken beautiful and serene places and nearly destroyed the landscape. From... Pasta. That's right.
How do skiers call themselves environmentalists? That's
yes.
That's a question.
If most skiers are environmentalists, how do they explain destroying mountains?
Oh. Well, here's the thing. In order to be in nature, we have to destroy it to a certain extent. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to camp, just lay in a tree branch and sleep against a beehive.
The nature of nature.
Right.
Right.
I'm not going to, like, you know, just lay down in a bush of poison.
So you're not going to be able to gently bend the grass as you lay down so that when you stand right. up, it springs back as if you were never there.
I mean, here's the problem. I've slept in a bed.
Right.
So I expect at least some level of comfort that probably a bear
okay.
is not accustomed to.
All right.
So I'm going to affect the environment. So, I mean, at least the skier's outside. And I don't know. I mean, what are people using that shit for other shit? Those mountains? I don't feel like they're using it for other shit. So it's like, I don't know. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
All right.
Dear Snowman, which room idea do you like better? I could have this bunk bed, and it's queen on the bottom, and on the top a twin. And I could make the top a little couch type thing, but it would only be... this is really hard to read. But it would be only me sleeping on it. Or I could get a cheap bed frame and spray paint it a design on it. Which one? From Jordan.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, first of all, I would say what you should do is get the sort of double bed thing. Not use that top couch piece. And, you know, get maybe some books.
Does Muzzy make a...
Yeah.
A bed?
The thing is, I think that you're struggling enough already, so I don't want you to be in an enclosed room with a lot of paint.
Oh, so you're saying
yeah,
get books.
So maybe, like, I'm just saying I'm trying to prevent the damage from going any further.
Yeah.
Let's try to save some lives here, try to help some people out and say, you know, we got to stop the bleeding. Nothing with paint. Stay away from paint.
Yeah.
In fact, stay away from any sort of, you know, inhalants. perhaps stay away from television from a little while too. maybe text messaging. Just like you should have to write text long messaging. Letters to everybody.
I'd say
longhand.
Maybe just color in the whole wall with Sharpie.
Just
maybe that'll keep you real busy and out of my hair.
Maybe just Peter's going the opposite direction. Just paste glue all over the wall and
exactly.
see what happens. Nothing but paint thinner.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This was a nice short one.
Good.
But I think it's right up your alley, too. Dear Snowman, Call of Duty World at War? Okay. There was a Chinese guy in multiplayer and he was flying. WTF. Now, what manner of sissiness is this? That's 3 question marks from Joel.
Why was a Chinese guy flying?
Apparently, there's a Chinese guy in multiplayer who could fly.
Oh, dear God.
Right.
I mean, here's the thing, the problem with World at War or things like... I mean, once you get worldwide, then you have to deal with Asian people, and they seem to know how to manipulate these games in a way that I don't even understand.
Right.
You know, I remember being a young man and reading about, like, oh, some Japanese guy played Resident Evil all the way through with just the knife.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't even beat the first part if I had a machine gun and infinite lives. And infinite saves. I still couldn't finish that game.
Fairly recently, someone was playing Diablo 3 like for 40 hours straight and died in Korea. So
yeah,
that's
Korea's
a lot.
Real into that.
Yeah,
they're
somehow.
Real into like, well, I just didn't take care of my own body.
I will play a video game until I am dead.
Yeah, so I mean, just Asia is, it's a wild card, man, video game wise.
And frankly, if you're going to try to fight the world, you have to be ready for these things.
Yeah, World at War.
Yeah.
Dear Snowman, I am a fashion model and just got signed to an agency.
Are there any pictures?
No.
Damn it.
I was thinking of ways to promote myself. I was thinking about getting a domain for a website, but should this be done only through the agency? Or should I have my own site stating that I'm with the agency and with my agency's contact info? I'm lost. Please help. From Atari.
Listen, Atari, I think you don't want to go with the agency.
That was a real power hour. Listen, Atari.
Listen, Atari. You don't want to go with the agency because the agency is just going to take all of your money. They're going to have creative control. They're going to fuck your shit up. And all of a sudden, you're going to be sucking off some strange man.
Mm.
Even if you actually didn't do it, because the agency is going to have people who are good with Photoshop.
Ah.
You're not good with Photoshop if you're asking the snowman for these questions.
Probably not.
And that since you're asking these questions to the snowman, I think the best avenue for you should be to just, instead of trying to have your own website,
uh-huh.
Why don't you just promote yourself on the Helpful Snowman website?
Oh, that's a great idea. I'll sell you ad space.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever GoDaddy is, $1 less.
Exactly.
I'll have a huge banner at the top that's like Atari, model, click here.
Right.
Nude pics.
Exactly. And that would give more traffic to helpfulsnowman.com. I mean, there's a naked woman on it, so that would help.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could have...
And her name is Atari.
Exactly.
I feel like people are Googling Atari.
It would fit into it would fit in pretty well.
Yeah.
Atari the model, and then it would, bam, Helpful Snowman.
Boom, bang, ba-damn.
Exactly. So I think it would be, you know, the nice part is you wouldn't have to maintain it as much, and everything would work out.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Oh, am
I
reading?
Your turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Pour myself a...
Oh, you're going to need a good whiskey for this
whisk.
One.
All right.
All right. Dear Snowman, why don't girls stay committed to nice guys? I realize I am a nice guy. My friends say I am too nice, though. Every girl I messed with even called me nice and sweet. Then they all either used me or wound up cheating on me.
Hmm.
I thought girls want a nice guy! From Bernard.
Wow. Cheers, Bernard.
All right. Ah! That had 5 exclamation points on I thought girls want a nice guy. That's 5.
Okay. Well, all right, here's the problem. I think sometimes people say nice guy, but let's get personal for a second, for 40 seconds.
Okay.
I consider myself a nice guy.
All right.
But sometimes you can be too nice.
Okay.
Sometimes being nice means it seems like you're not interested, because I think people are used to a little bit more aggressive approach.
Okay.
Where it's like, hey, I want you. Hey, come stay over and have sex with me.
Right.
Hey, come stay over and spoon me in a non-sexual way because I'm just so lonely.
Okay.
Hey, you're real hot, lady. Let me buy you something as a drink.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're nice, it seems like you're not interested.
Okay.
So you need to be nice but also interested. So make sure to tell her that she's pretty and that you like her and you're very interested in her and show her that.
All right.
I mean, there's a limit. You can be too nice. And I don't mean you can be too nice. Sometimes you got to kiss somebody hard.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
You can be nice, but don't be a pussy.
Sure.
Okay.
Sometimes there's a time to kiss soft and a time to kiss hard, and you need both, damn it.
There's a time to jerk off behind someone in line at the Burger King.
Exactly.
If you don't understand, listen to last week's show.
Dear Schnoman, what households... That's not me being drunk. That's what it says.
Okay.
What households items can you get high on? From Jenny.
Well, Jenny, there's quite a few household items you can get high on, but it depends a lot on how much effort you want to make to, you know, get high. I mean, we've already discussed the paint thinner and, you know, paint, Sharpie markers, those kinds of things in one of the previous answers. But if you really want to go the extra mile, and the nice part is that you'll have something to eat afterwards, pizza dough. Like,
what?
Get a lot of pizza dough. Well, I used to work at a pizza place where we had this giant garbage can full of dough.
Okay.
And if you ever have a lot of dough, you know that dough tends to rise on its own.
Okay.
And so one of my tasks as one of the people in the back is that I had to punch back the dough like I was punching back the blob, so that it didn't overflow this garbage can.
Okay.
But the problem was the wait staff used to take this job from me, because what they would do is they would punch the dough down, stick their head into the garbage can, breathe in really deeply, and they would get high for like 4 seconds.
Huh.
Yeah. You don't think you would get high from that kind of thing, but it does work. And the thing is, it does require a whole garbage can full of pizza dough, but then you have a whole bunch of dough, so you can get high, get your pizza on, life works out, except that you have to turn on the oven.
That blew my mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, that was
great.
Yes, his mind looks blown.
Yeah, good work.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, so it's my turn.
Yeah.
I'm getting bad at this too.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Dear Snowman, what does this mean? When a guy lifts his eyebrow and you smile and look away and then he approaches and talks to you, what does this mean? From Holmers.
I mean, anything with the eye means like, let's fuck. I don't know. I mean... he lifts his eyebrow and then comes and talks to you. Well, you should have listened to what he said, dum dum.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think the eyebrow was something that was not telling her a whole lot.
Here's what an eyebrow lift means.
And then he comes to talk, then you smile, and then he comes and talks to you. Yeah, there seems to be like a verbal thing where it's like there's a eyebrow lift and it goes, hey.
He came and talked to you. What else is there to know?
Hey. Do you know where the power wrenches are?
Yeah. He probably came over and talked to you and was like, just so you know, I raised my eyebrow because I was wondering, you're kind of at a four-person table and you're right. by yourself, and I got some more people coming. I was wondering if we could switch tables.
I'm having a very small stroke on the left side of my forehead.
I'm not attracted to you in any way.
Okay.
I just, you know, wanted to know about the four table. I'm at my own.
All right.
Dear Snowman, how should I go about painting my car myself at home? I'm painting my 1990 Ford Mustang LX by myself in my garage. I did the Bondo work, sanded the whole car, and used spray paint can primer on it all. My next step is to paint it metallic black. I bought a paint sprayer that hooks up to an air compressor. Are there any tips or pointers that you may have? And how much auto paint should I buy, and from where should I buy it to get a good price? Any help would be great. Thanks. From Joe.
All right, Joe. This is something that you should probably consider, is that when you try to mathematically figure it out based on the surface area and how much paint will cover each thing of the surface area, remember that if you figure out that it's 12.5 and you turn it, like, and for a math class, you turn in 12.5 as the answer of how many paint cans you need to buy, you'll get a wrong answer because it's like you actually need to buy 13 cans.
Ah.
And that's supposed to be something where it tricks you about how to learn the practical thing, but fuck math. Fuck math classes.
Agreed.
And fuck my math teachers.
Agreed.
Yeah, because that was the trick I had to learn.
Did you have any hot math teachers you'd actually have sex with?
No.
Yeah, I mean, did you have any teachers you would have had sex with? You don't have to name names.
There's
a recent scandal in town.
Yes.
That a teacher had sex with a female student or
right.
something.
I think I had one, like, one that I would.
Yeah.
Not like, and I think I would say that I probably had about two, maybe three in my entire life. That includes college. You know,
I would love to know. Is there any that I know?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
That's too bad.
So basically the answer to you, Joe, seal up your garage with plastic.
Have sex with a teacher, Joe.
Yeah. Seal up your garage with plastic. Use lots of spray paint. Make sure not to
spray
breathe
paint.
In too deep. You know, breathe in deeply. Knock yourself out.
All right.
All right. Great. And have sex with a teacher.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
It's
oh,
your
my
turn.
All right, this is a nice one.
Good.
Awesome. I like this already.
Uh-oh.
Dear Snowman, would you say vaginas look alike or look vastly different from one another? From Nick.
I mean, outside?
No, when you scoop them out with an ice cream scoop later.
I mean, that's a great question in a way, but also a horrible question. I'm sure there are differences. I mean, it's sort of like asking, do forearms all look the same? I mean, kind of.
Okay.
Or a hand.
Right.
Does a hand look the same? Does my hand look like your hand?
Well, yours has weird calluses on it.
Yeah, and I dropped a thing on it. It's all fucked up, isn't it?
So your hand's all fucked up. So maybe some vaginas are fucked up, too.
Sure. I mean, if you dropped a piece of shelving on your vagina, I imagine it would be all fucked up and different.
If you were lifting weights with your vagina, you'd have weird calluses on it.
Right. If you were doing Kegels that were somehow cable assisted, you might have a callus. But it's fine. You know what? I mean, sure. I'm sure they look different, but don't worry about it. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, that's a...
There's not... I mean, I feel like people are worried about this, but don't worry about it. If you're a lady out there and you think you got a weird vagina, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
Believe me. Dear Snowman. Okay, my Acer laptop has a built-in webcam, but all of a sudden it won't let me use it at all. I restored it once, and then a week later it quits working. It is an Acer 7250. Anyone know what to do? Thanks. From Razer.
Well, Jesus Christ, Razer.
Some tech help.
Now, an Acer is by the way...
An Acer is available at Target.
An Acer is exactly what the Helpful Snowman podcast is produced on.
Mm-hmm.
Which has been described before as a crap top.
Uh-huh.
So my thought is that you should probably just get a new computer.
Mm.
Also have sex with a teacher.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, that seems
That's
to be a better
standard advice.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's sort of like, I think it's a bit, it's just a better way. So have sex, you know, the thing is, if you have a good webcam, you're more likely to meet more people, and that might mean you can bang your teachers more easily.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to get started on teacher sex.
Yeah, exactly. So you have a webcam, so you could send some dirty, you know, you could send your homework to them, like you could ask them questions online, you know, and then that's how you
get
them.
Hey, you want a cam with me for homework?
Yeah, exactly. And then like one night you show up to your cam and maybe, you know, you don't have your you know, you just have sort of like your undershirt on. You don't have a regular shirt.
Sure.
And then maybe you see how she responds. Like, does she come to her cam like in a negligee or something like that? So basically get a new laptop, start trying to hook up with your teacher.
Yeah.
All right, my turn.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This also could apply to our topic of choice. Dear Snowman, how long should a kiss last while on a date in a movie theater? I'm asking this because I always see on movies, TV, how the couples kiss, but they need to show how it ends. I would imagine it would be awkward to just kiss for like 2 minutes, then watch the movie like nothing happened. So like, what happens based on your experience or knowledge? From Jasmine.
Well, I think it depends on the movie. Okay. I mean, all right. You go to see Schindler's List. You got to keep it short.
Right.
But if you go to see Avengers, and they're just talking about, you know, how Iron Man should be a better man.
Okay.
You could skip that.
Right.
I mean, how about this? I'm going to kiss this whiskey bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You watch on here and see. I'll do what I think is about an appropriate. I'll do a long kiss. We're going to kiss long.
Okay.
Because I'm like, wow, I'm really into this.
All right. And
ready?
Go.
You could describe it.
Okay, so he's kissing this whiskey bottle, kind of on the label. Now he's off the label. Now he's really kind of leaning into it. Now he should definitely stop. It's getting weird. Okay, yeah. See, and that was about, what was that? That was about just under 20 seconds or so.
Okay.
So I think that's
I'm pretty passionate.
That's a reasonable length. And by the way, like, I think if you were kissing that hard and that frequently, you should probably just leave the movie and start banging.
Okay.
Right.
If you're kissing as hard as I'm kissing that whiskey bottle.
Yeah, you were pretty into that. I mean, you were going to town.
I was imagining a nice lady. What can I do?
Now, when you kiss a nice lady, do you imagine a whiskey bottle? You had to think about that for a sec.
I don't think so.
All right.
Not a nice lady.
Okay.
I mean, I kissed a mean lady.
Mean lady that tastes like whiskey.
That's a nice lady. I'm confused.
All right.
Dear Snowman, why is God D asterisk 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 not blurred out on TV? It just makes B wonder due to the fact that they blur out words that aren't as bad as that, yet they won't blur that out. From Logan. Does that make sense?
So he's asking why God damn is bleeped out on TV.
Right.
But other words are not.
Right.
So
that are just as bad.
I guess I'm trying to feel like where goddamn kind of lands on the scale of swear words.
Uh-huh.
Because there's some people, like especially churchy types, who are really offended by it.
Yeah.
We could call them a cunt, like a cunt-sucking cum-licker. They're fine with that. But you could say goddamn and they go, oh my God. But I don't really know. I don't really know why any swear words are bleeped out on television. I think it's because those same churchy people freak out whenever there's a, you know, someone says H-E double hockey sticks.
Yeah.
And I think it's because there's a bunch of people in the world who are children. And those children ruin everything for the rest of us who are adults. It'd be nice if we could all be adults and realize that we all say adult words from time to time. I want to call someone a cunt-sucking cum-licker. And I feel like that should be my right as an artist.
I agree.
Yeah. That wasn't very... I think you're looking for more funny answers, and that wasn't very funny.
No, that's fine.
Right.
They can be serious. Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
I got this song.
All right.
That I think is a real good song. But it features said word. It's called Goddamn Lonely. But I feel like the context justifies, right?
Right.
So the song is called Goddamn Lonely Love.
Okay.
And it's about, you know, goddamn lonely love. But it wouldn't be the same if it didn't have goddamn in it.
Gosh darn lonely love.
Right. I am super lonely, love.
Golly gee whizzakers, I am just so alone in the world.
Right. Let me see if I can skip ahead. Tell me what you think.
I guess sometimes it's a matter of, like, is the language important or is the rest of it?
Take what you got to kill this goddamn woman. Goddamn woman. What do you think? Justified?
Yeah, I think it's justified.
Right.
And I think there's some people who key too much in on words and not on the rest of the content.
Right.
You know, where it's that thing of like, if I said, I'm going to shoot this goddamn baby in the face versus I'm going to shoot this gosh darn baby in the face.
Right.
Is that somehow better?
Well, you know, you're right. Well, and also, it's just such a, I mean...
You're going to object to the word goddamn and not the fact that I'm shooting a baby in the face.
Well, and also, okay, like, the song is a perfect example. Because to me, it's like, does a child really understand the concept of lonely love? What that would mean?
No.
So it's not for a child, right? So it's probably okay.
Right.
I feel like most situations where we're saying goddamn...
You're talking to another adult.
Oh, you can tell I'm getting loaded because I'm like, let's listen to a song I like.
Let's listen to some sad cowboy songs.
Yeah, right?
They make me feel sad, but cowboy-ish too.
If anyone's somehow listening to this live and wants to come spoon me, neighbors. Okay.
We just call our sister and see if she has any friends. Yeah. That worked out so well for you last time, right?
Yeah. We should call her again at the end of this.
All right.
I'll have to have one more whiskey if we do that. We'll see.
We'll see what happens. All right. So is it my turn?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Is it?
Yep. Because I just read that goddamn question.
All right. So, Dear Snowman. Are there waitresses at Hooters, Twin Peaks, and other places like that using guys to pay for their college fees? Why are they trying to use men to pay for their college tuition and the things they want to have, but get mad once the man uses them for what he wants? From Ray.
Oh, wow. Ray from Ghostbusters.
I hate boobs and the things they're attached to. Misogyny!
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
I hate ladies.
So when they remake Ghostbusters, they should just put that song in exactly like that.
I think so. All right. Here's the thing. I mean, yes.
You decided you don't want to time this one. Time duck has died.
I'm just too lazy. So here's the thing. I mean, yeah, I guess so. But as much as anyone uses anybody, I had a waitress at the Outback Steakhouse who came and sat in the booth with me and a friend. Just came and sat there like it was a totally natural thing to do. And pretended, and she sat in the booth and said, gosh, I wish I could just hang out with you guys all day. And I was like, that's a bunch of horse shit. And it makes me upset. So I don't think it's any worse than that. For Hooters girls to be Hooters girls. I don't really care for those 60s orange shorts very much.
I do, fashion thing. Sure.
Well, I think they could be recut in a more modern style. And I don't... Okay. I mean, why are they wearing pantyhose? That's stupid.
That does seem a little weird.
Probably they got bad legs. I mean, just don't go there if you don't like it. That's what it is.
Find a bar with a nice regular hot girl. You know, there's plenty of places that hire hot women that are not like that.
Exactly.
So, or you know what? Gay bar. That's your solution.
Gay bar?
No. If you're sick of women using what they want, go to the gay bar. You have men doing the same thing. You know, then you'll see how, and then you'll escape the horror of having women using you for your wallet.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. If that's your problem, you're just getting used so much.
Yeah.
For that.
Exactly.
I guess that happens to some people, right?
All right.
Put on some Ghostbusters songs or something.
I think that's enough. Why don't you read me a question?
It made me excited. All right.
All right.
Dear Snowman, where's this sound coming from?
I think it's coming from your iPod.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
I bought Skull Candy 50-50 headphones for $20 at a closeout type of store.
Okay.
I went to listen to my music through my headphones, and the left earphones was already shot. Skull Candy 50-50 are supposed to be a $50 and last long, but the problem with mine is that they lasted 2 weeks.
Okay.
I've heard that Skull Candy headphones break very easily, but it's absurd to me that a pair of headphones that are supposed to be $50 broke in 2 weeks. What did I do to make them break, and can I get a refund for them? From Angela.
Well, Angela, the short answer is no. When you buy something on closeout, that means that the store is either getting rid of that product forever, or... their store is going out of business.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not trying to keep these around. And when the store stops selling a product, especially $50 headphones, they probably stopped selling them for a reason. Perhaps because they break in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So what you should probably do is maybe try to go back, see if you can whine and complain and bitch and get some store credit. But otherwise, you should just move on, take this as a lesson, and also try to bang one of your teachers.
Indeed.
Yes.
Why not?
And you're a lady, I think. So it'd be much easier for you to bang a teacher.
Yeah.
Do you think that like
you
a
would
lot-
think, but it's a lot of lady teachers banging dudes.
I think that the lady teachers banging dudes just makes the news. Like the dude
they
teachers banging ladies, like that just
they escape.
That just sort of gets
Colombia.
Yeah, that just sort of gets shoved under the table.
That's
you know,
possible.
Barely talked about, or like sort of shoved away to the side.
That's not coming through.
All right, this is actually an urgent question. So,
okay.
All right,
urgent
question.
Shit, go, right. go.
Dear snowman, alcohol help, please hurry.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm at a party and the cops showed up. If they do a breathalyzer test and I fail, well, I get a ticket. I need help so that I can pass. From Adriana.
Wow. First of all, probably should not have been handled through an email.
No, probably
not. An appropriate way. I mean, this is why, as a kid, this is why I'm glad that as a kid, I spent a lot of time jumping fences.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? As a kid, you need to learn that fences are a suggestion.
Right.
They just delineate property. They mm-hmm. do not prevent you from going into someone else's yard.
Okay.
When you're at a party at someone else's house, you hang out in the porch or the backyard. And when the cops show up and you hear, even if the cops aren't there, but you hear, oh, fuck, you just run to the fence and jump the fence and run away.
I think that there's one piece of advice, like since it is back to school season, we're going to have lots of people going to parties.
Yeah.
Your party reconnaissance thing, go to the porch, go to the backyard, look at all of the sort of adjoining properties. The fence
sure.
delineates. Dogs are a different issue.
Uh-huh.
So you want to peer over the fence and see who has a dog. Because you don't want to jump over the fence, get bit by a dog, and then caught by the police.
Yeah, but just run.
Yeah, run.
Run like you're panicked. Run like pretend a volcano's going off in the house and the
exactly.
lava's coming,
right.
baby.
All right. So here's a nice short one. It's your turn. You read.
Dear Snowman, why are Sam's Club's hot dogs and pizza so cheap? Their food makes McDonald's look expensive.
Why is Sam Club's pizza and hot dogs so cheap?
They have a pretty good hot dog. I think you get a hot dog and a Coke for like $1.
Yeah, like, or you get the hot dog for $1, and then the Coke is like, somehow it's $2.
Yeah.
I found that outside of a Lowe's, which is, you know, not quite the same, but for some reason, a Coke is $1 and a hot dog is $1.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit, because a hot dog requires preparation, cooking, and other shit.
Preparation.
Yeah.
I'm but chopping like, it.
But much more than,
with
say,
my hands.
A Coke, where, like, you hand me a can and you flip the top. You don't even flip the top open.
No,
you just hand me this
like
can.
A concert,
and that's that's $1. You know, and somehow this hot dog, which requires more work than handing me a Coke, is also $1.
Right.
What the fuck, Lowe's hot dog stand? But Sam's Club, why is it so cheap? You know why it's cheap? Because it's shitty. And it's probably not pizza or a hot dog. It's probably made of raccoon and fucking ketchup and semen. All right.
It's still a hot dog.
I suppose it's still a hot dog. If you're buying pizza from a stand outside of Sam's Club, consider your priorities. You could go inside and buy a carton, a pallet full of frozen Totino's pizza rolls would be great. Or like Tombstone pizzas.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and you're better off.
All right.
All right. So here's a nice short one for you, Snowman.
Great.
Dear Snowman, is it bad to eat while drunk or drinking beer liquor? From Adam.
Is it bad to eat while drunk?
Or drinking beer/liquor.
I mean, if I didn't do that, I don't know that I would eat.
Okay.
So, no. In general, no. You have to. I mean, if you're serious about drinking, if you're a human who drinks enough,
mm-hmm.
You need to do this. I need to do this. I'm going to eat later. I'll be drunk, probably.
Yeah.
I've had like 4 or 5 Albertsons whiskeys at this point.
Well, I think you should eat something just to,
have you
know.
Counted how many I've had?
I think it's 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I could have like one more.
You can have one more, but you shouldn't.
Well, I mean, it's a question of, am I going to call my sister and ask her for a spooning friend?
Okay.
So if I need to do that, I might need one more. I don't
exactly.
know. Who's to say?
Yeah, but I think that's, you know, if you didn't have that, then who the fuck would eat Sam's Club pizzas?
Right, if you're not loaded.
Yeah.
Go to a Sam's, think about buying a mattress or a trampoline hanging from the fucking ceiling.
An oil drum full of gummy bears, and it seems like a good decision when you're drunk.
All right. Ready?
Ready.
Why does Chick-fil-A hate gays? I mean, a customer is a customer. Who cares what their sexual orientation is as long as they give you money? From Rich. It's a recent news thing.
Oh, a recent news thing. Well, I can tell you, Rich, why Chick-fil-A hates gays. It's mostly because Chick-fil-A is owned by a weird Mormon person, which is also why they're not open on Sundays.
Yeah.
They're the only fast food place that's not open on Sunday, which is bullshit, because when do you really want Chick-fil-A? When you're hungover on Sunday.
Right.
That's when you really want Chick-fil-A.
This is true.
But they decided, you know what? We don't want to support people who are hungover because we don't support working on Sunday or drinking.
True.
So they hate people who like to drink, and they hate people who are hungover. And, you know, gay people go and they get drunk and they get hungover. And that happens, but it happens to all of us.
Yeah.
I think that they hate gay people because they just hate fun.
And gays are having fun.
And gays are having fun. I mean, that's in the name. Gay, fun, think about it. They just hate fun. They hate drinking. They hate gay old times. They hate gay times. They hate gay bars, which I suppose are just fun bars when you get down to it. So they hate fun.
I mean, I've had mixed experiences at gay bars. I had fun once.
Okay.
Because I basically just went in and did a couple shots.
All right.
That was fun.
Yep.
Well, you know what? I wasn't at a gay bar. I was at a gay dance place.
That's different.
Because the gay guy kept getting me to dance, and I was like, oh, no, no. And it wasn't even... Actually, I was less opposed to the gay part than the dancing part.
Mm.
That was the real problem.
Well, but you saw that there were a lot of gay people having fun.
Yeah, I mean, they were having a great time.
See? That's why Chick-fil-A hates gays. They hate fun.
There was a pretty good-looking gay lady who was dancing, you know, on a stage, and I was like, well, that's something.
Okay.
That's something I can tolerate.
Right, and you know who doesn't tolerate
that?
That
I can tolerate.
Chick-fil-A.
They're like, oh, no, she's gay?
She's gay?
Well, I don't know if she was gay. She was at the gay bar dancing, but she was above everybody. So maybe she's not... Who knows if she... I mean, I...
The question is not if she's gay. She says she's having fun. She's having fun. Chick-fil-A doesn't like her.
She was having fun.
There you go.
Would you dance at a gay bar like in a cage, let's say, if it was $50 an hour?
Okay. Like, is it like a, you know, a steel cage, like WrestleMania thing where no one can get in?
You're
or
like
is
above
it...
the crowd. I mean, you're a good 4 feet above everybody. No one's coming in there.
All right.
All you got to do is writhe around for 4 hours. For whatever reason, someone saw you and they were like, I don't really care about your dancing skills. I don't care about any of that. You come here on a Saturday night. You dance from 10 to 2. You make $200.
Wow. I think I would do it, but I'd have to have some like preparation first. Like
what
I'd have to
mean?
Have like two bottles, and I'd have to have like a water bottle, and then I'd probably have to have a pee bottle, realistically. Oh,
okay. Well, I mean, you could. I don't know how you would take breaks, but I mean, there's some.
I get lowered down from the cage somehow. Like
yeah.
Or, you know, like there's some kind of bat harness that comes down from the ceiling and pulls me up and puts another person in while I'm on break.
I mean, bodily functions aside.
Okay.
Would you have any problem with that?
Oh, for $200?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd probably do it for 50.
We're just trying to bargain this down.
I think I'd just be so honored if someone said, come dance in a cage.
Oh. You know, I got asked to model for one of those like art show things. I did not do it.
Nude?
Yeah. But the reason it was I didn't get paid, so zero is my limit.
You're like, well, zero is not enough.
Zero is not enough.
I don't know what my limit is. Everyone's got their number, but zero is
zero seems
mine.
Like a bad starting position.
Yeah,
because as I get older, it's not going to get better. So.
Agreed.
Yeah. So, oh, is it my turn?
I think so.
All right. This is a good one for you.
Okay.
All right. It's from Carlos.
Carlos,
he asks, dear snowman, if you make a Play-Doh snowman, would it be called a Play-Doh man?
Ooh, that's a good question. A Play-Doh man.
Yes.
Versus a snowman.
Mm-hmm.
No. Because a snowman is a lot more than just a man of snow.
Right.
It's a shape. It's three balls on top of each other. I draw snowmen in MS Paint, so they're clearly not made of actual snow, but they are still snowmen.
Okay.
Hence, forth, therefore, to fore, heretofore. A snowman is more of a concept as opposed to a man of snow. Furthermore, I would say if you make like a thing, a snow sculpture of a man, but it looks just like a man, that's not really a snowman. That's a snow sculpture.
Okay.
And I saw this one after 9/11. It's like a firefighter who's like, oh my God, can you believe 9/11? And he had angel wings or something. That's not really a snowman. You know what I mean?
It's some kind of snow firefighter angel thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not really a... It's not... Angels are not really men.
Yeah, I think a snowman is a form more than a material.
Okay. Good thing we answered that. That was a deep philosophical question from Carlos.
Dear snowman, this is also a deep one.
All right.
Do you get mad when someone orders tacos at Chipotle? Some woman yelled at me for ordering tacos at a burrito joint, despite them having taco bowls and quesadillas on the menu.
Okay.
From Chris. I mean, sometimes people spell things. This is Q-U-E-S-D-I-A-S.
Quesadillas.
Quesadillas.
Quesadillas. Okay. oh, Lord. Someone got mad at you for ordering tacos at a sort of... And Chipotle is like a fast food Mexican restaurant. It's not like it's an authentic
it's like
Mexican
a
restaurant.
Middle, like a Noodles and Company.
Yeah, it's not Taco Bell, but it's still not like it's not authentic Mexican food.
God, no.
And so it's kind of like when someone's mad at you for not ordering the authentic, you know, the specialty of the
house. How could you not order a fucking burrito?
Yeah.
It's like if you ordered a chicken sandwich at Wendy's.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely fine.
How could you not order a hamburger?
Yeah, you're like, well, you know what I think you should just do is not be concerned with what dumb people behind you think.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy your tacos? Enjoy your tacos.
Right.
The fact that she had a bad time because you ordered tacos should actually fill you with joy. Because you know that her burrito, which you were supposed to order, is ruined now. Because you ordered tacos.
By your experience.
Right. The fact that you could not like, you didn't order the burrito, ruins her burrito.
Yeah, fuck her.
Fuck her. All right, your turn. All right.
No.
Yeah, your turn to hear a question.
Yeah.
Dear snowman. What would having 7,500 pounds of force on your windpipe feel like? Not PSI, pounds of crushing weight.
No.
As in if you ran into an anaconda and it wrapped around the neck or something from Phil.
So what would it feel like to get an anaconda around my neck?
7,500 pounds of force on your windpipe.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Is that a lot?
I don't know.
I'm not a physicist, but I think it'd feel pretty horrible. I mean, I don't think I'd want an anaconda. Are you in need of a beer?
I was just
Where
checking.
Where are you at?
I'm done. But
well, if you need another one, you can have one, but you don't have to get one.
Well, I was trying to get you to see if you need another beer, too.
I mean, I'm probably all right.
All right.
I've had some Albertsons.
Some Albertsons whiskey.
You know, you don't need the anaconda. I don't know. Horrible. I mean, if I wear a turtleneck sweater, I feel like, oh my God, I might pass away.
Would you rather have an anaconda around your neck or have the guy in front of you in line order tacos at Chipotle?
I mean, I have a fat neck. Like when I wear a dress shirt. Tell me this, because I don't know if this is a fat neck problem or a general problem. When I button the top button of a shirt, it's like a big deal. It's hard. I don't know if this shirt has
a top button. Yeah, the shirt problem
is
there.
I mean, this one's not. Like a dress shirt, I have to like go...
I can say that I've started to buy my dress shirts at more... I've had to buy my dress shirts at nicer places.
Yeah.
And not because like I'm, you know, frou-frou like that. It's just because like most dress shirts I find don't fit me at all. Because they're made for fat fucks.
Uh-huh.
And so...
So they're billowy.
Yeah. So the only place I can find shirts are sort of the nice frou-frou places.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't have that problem because I'm probably spending a bit more. But
see, like every dress shirt I own... I mean, mm-hmm. tightening the top. Should I go get one and demonstrate what this is like?
I think...
It's really horrible.
All right. I think I kind of have to see this so we can describe this for the radio listeners.
You
got to
keep this rolling then for a couple minutes while I go get a dress shirt. Or I could just play a little bit of a song if you want to get a beer.
Well,
that's where you're at.
Why don't I get a beer, you get a dress shirt, and we'll come back.
We'll both get our required supplies. Okay. Hey God, let me put a song on.
All right, yeah. So this is great. This is a great Power Hour, everyone. Power Hour.
All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you. 1979. Just skin and bones. Your favorite dress, motorcycle boots, raised on rock and roll. Now don't give up on me. Not quite yet. Leaving me the only letters that I said I never kept.
All right, I'm sitting back here for Peter to turn up my mic.
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, I'm on. But I'm sitting here with a dress shirt, and we've got Peter sort of half naked. Adam Schooley, this is the kind of thing you were missing by not being on this podcast. Yeah, now we've got. Oh yeah, here it is.
Fuck you.
It's my mistake.
Why is YMCA what you play when I take my shirt off?
I just think it's a good, like, that seems like a fitting song when a dude takes his shirt off.
Okay.
As Village People.
All right.
Ladies, don't you agree with me?
Now, is this fits me in general, right?
Yeah, it looks fine. I mean, it seems to fit you in the arms and everything else. Could you button the cuffs? Make sure.
Sure.
All right, because that way, you know, that's a good way to, that can be a good way to tell you've got the right length. All right, looks okay. Yep, that looks fine.
Okay.
Might even be a little long in the sleeves, but that's, you know, not the point of this exercise. All right, so we've got the button up.
So far, so good.
See, now for the women, don't you wish this was a video podcast?
You don't believe me.
Yeah.
The scabs.
This is
all right.
The horrible.
I'm getting towards the top.
You missed a button there.
I'm drunk.
Haven't you had to put on a dress shirt while you were wasted?
No. All right.
All right.
This is the second to last.
All right. So this.
This is already. I want you to describe what's happening.
Okay. So he's kind of. I can't see about the microphone very well, but okay, so he's leaned back. He looks like he's really struggling. He's straining. He's having a hard time with this. It's kind of tangled in the cord there, but I think, you know, part of this is he's had a couple of shots. You got to get the cord out. Get the cord out. I mean, he's got the cord in there, and that's probably making it hard, but he is really straining. So maybe.
I mean, does it look tight?
It does look kind of tight. Try taking the headphones off first. Okay. Just trying doing that.
Okay.
All right, so he's leaning back. He's breathing deep. He's really sort of straining, grunting. He's biting his lower lip to get this in. He's breathing hard. He's really concentrating. He's got his eyes closed. I don't think he can do it. I mean, I think he's really struggling. Really, really struggling with this. He's looking up. Okay, I think he's relaxed now. He looks in a zen state. Nope, nope. Tongues out.
Sweating.
Michael George, he is sweating, ladies and gentlemen. This is a struggle here.
Okay.
Okay.
This is happening.
All right, so now he's determined to do it.
You can do it under my Adam's apple.
Okay, so he's trying to do it under his giant Adam's apple. No. So, you know, I think that what we're saying is that perhaps maybe he needs, like, some kind of button hook thing. Or maybe, you know, some kind of manservant, like an Alfred, to come do this for him. Oh, I can hear, I can hear the button straining to get in there. He's grunting to get this in. Oh, I heard it. I think I heard it snap through.
Yes.
Okay, so he got it.
Oh God,
he got it through. But it looks so wrong. It looks like you buttoned this wrong. Even though I see all the buttons, it clearly looks like your neck is straining against this. Because it looks fine, and then it sort of curves out. I don't know. How
can you just legitimize that I have a fat neck?
You have a fat neck. I mean,
I was okay.
Yeah,
it's hard to swallow. I was talking to somebody online, and I was like, "It's hard for me to wear a dress shirt and a tie because I think I have a fat neck."
Right.
And she was like, "Isn't neck size one of the shirt things?" And my point was, sure, but it's sort of like a pants.
Right.
Okay, I can buy jeans that are 32, 32.
Right.
Really what I need is a waist that's 32 and a length that's 33.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't really make it.
Right.
And shirts are kind of the same.
Yeah.
They don't have an unlimited... So, here I am.
Rock you like a hurricane.
The neck... And the sleeves are about right. The
sleeves are fine.
I mean, they could be a little longer.
See, I think the problem is if you got the shirt that's like one size bigger in the store...
Right.
You would have a billowy...
Yeah, because I'm going to stand up.
Right, and it's fine. So, I think the problem is like you're probably one of those... people who unfortunately needs to have tailored shirts.
Yeah.
Like if you want to wear a tie.
Ugh.
Or just never wear a tie for anything.
So you can hear
so you can hear the pop.
I can't get it off.
he's going to have to cut this off.
7,200 pounds. Okay.
That's what 7,500 pounds of pressure feels like on the neck.
I'm going to go take this off real quick.
He's got to go take this off.
Ruin it with whiskey sweat.
I mean, he's sweating pretty hard there. He was straining to get that thing on. He had to get the Eye of the Tiger going. It seems a little much, honestly, just to get a dress shirt on. I don't know how he got dress shirts on before. I don't know if he gets ties on before. I don't know if he gets ties on now. I suppose basically what we're looking for here at the Helpful Snowman is some kind of technique that you could use if you have a fat neck and a tight shirt. So the Helpful Snowman needs your help. If you have suggestions about how to get a tight-necked shirt onto a big person or a person with a fat neck, please submit them to HelpfulSnowman.com, at HelpfulSnowman on Twitter, or Facebook.com/HelpfulSnowman. Seems to be the way to go. That way, Peter could get some, you know, he doesn't have to get all new shirts, and he could wear ties, and when he wears ties, the ladies would love it.
You don't pass out at a wedding.
Right, exactly. You don't. You're not the one who faints during when you may kiss the bride.
Oh, it's just that this dress shirt was tight. Everyone's like, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
All right. No, it really is.
Okay, so I think that was a long answer to Phil's question about a snake. And
yeah.
The crushing your windpipe. So I think it's your turn to read one.
Wow, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because, I mean, you saw I was getting sweaty.
Yeah.
So I'll shower, I'll get dressed, and I'm like, I'm sweating here, trying to put on this fucking shirt.
It seems kind of like you shower to get all the sweat off, and then you have to put on your shirt and you get sweaty again.
Right.
You might as well just show up to things in your, you know what, you should show up how you should show up to all your college classes. Laundromat day.
Be in an arm shirt with no arms.
That's right.
All right. Here we go. I think we're getting pretty close here.
I think so. We're running.
Well, maybe not. Dear Snowman, if I was your waitress, what would impress you to leave a bigger tip?
Tits.
I'm a waitress at Chili's and I make pretty good money already, but I need to know some things that would make an average person leave a bigger tip based on my performance. From Paige.
I'm watching
this. Wait until I start the thing.
Tits. Fuck, I have 56 seconds. Paige, you're working at Chili's, all right?
Yeah.
Chili's is not a great restaurant for tips.
Right.
Not a bad restaurant. I mean, you know, if you were working at McDonald's or Burger King, you get nothing.
Right.
You get dick for tips. Not even actual dick, but as in nothing for tips.
Yeah, basically.
Basically. So, I mean, you're getting tips at all. That's pretty good. But Chili's is not a great place for tips. If you want good tips, you need to go to a nice Italian restaurant or a steakhouse. Ideally, you want to go to a place where people go on dates.
Yeah, Gibson's.
Right.
Lowry's.
Any place where people go on dates. Because if people are going on dates, they're not going to be cheap. Especially on first dates.
Fogo de chão.
Right. So you don't... Chili's, not a good choice. Because who goes to Chili's? Lots of people getting off work on happy hour. So they're all cheap as fuck.
Yeah.
They're there because things are reduced by a dollar.
Yeah.
And their shitty food is reduced by a dollar. Your shitty drinks are reduced by a dollar. Go to a different place if you want better tips. My first answer is still correct. Tits.
Okay.
All right, my turn.
That's your...
Speaking of tits...
Have breasts.
All right. Okay. Dear Snowman, how do you cope with guys asking for sex?
Mm.
Okay, so lately I've been getting pressured by guys to have sex with them, and I don't want to do it. Because I already think I am pregnant, and I don't know how to get them to stop asking for
it.
It's really annoying. Any advice on what to do from Lily?
Well, I mean, first of all, being already pregnant, that's probably what I would say. I'd be like, listen, buddy, I'd probably have sex with you, but I'm a little nervous that I'm already pregnant.
Okay.
I think that's going to repel 90% of guys.
All right. I want to role play this for a second.
Okay.
You're going to be Lily.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Lily.
Hey, how are you?
Would you like to have sex?
You know what?
What?
I would.
Okay.
However.
All right.
I'm pretty sure.
All right.
Pretty sure mm-hmm. that I am already pregnant at this moment.
So can I have sex without a condom?
I mean, there's a baby in me.
So
I'm a little feeling like I'm going to have to do some mom stuff pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, I'm not talking about later. I'm just talking about sex right now.
No, I know.
Oh.
But okay. I'm going to, you know, I'm pretty honest with the baby.
All
already.
Right.
Pretty open, and I feel like they learn in the womb.
So you're saying you're not down with a threesome with your daughter?
I mean, not for another 18 years.
Okay.
Dear Snowman, why doesn't McDonald's sell hot dogs? From Sean.
Well, Sean, I think we've covered this earlier. McDonald's doesn't sell hot dogs, and in most of the world, it doesn't sell pizza either because Sam's Club has that shit covered.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it doesn't sell hot dogs because hot dogs are too cheap of a food, and McDonald's needs to be a little bit upscale.
Mm.
But I'm going to talk about something weird, because McDonald's around the world does not sell all the same shit.
True.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to McDonald's in Hawaii where they sell some crazy pork products. But I think the thing that we need to discuss, and might you know, and Time Duck might have to cut us off, is the McArabia.
Yeah, I had a McArabia sandwich.
Which Peter has tried. And could you describe the McArabia to us?
I'm trying to remember. It was in like a pita bread?
Yeah.
It was like a McDonald's hamburger patty in a
right.
pita bread.
Uh-huh.
And the distinct taste of, I'm trying to remember what the spice.
Like taco
cumin.
Meat? Yeah.
It tasted a lot. There was a lot of cumin in it. So it was like a McDonald's hamburger dusted with cumin inside of a falafel shell.
So maybe just go around the world, find your McDonald's hot dog.
True. All it's right. got to be somewhere.
Somewhere. All right. So, dear Snowman, how can I stop feeling bad about this? I don't know if you can stop feeling bad about anything. All right, here we go.
Yeah,
all right.
Me.
Breaking up with my girlfriends for another girl. I feel sick
yeah.
because now I see what I've done at almost 14. I feel so bad. All of my exes were older than me by a few months. From Jay.
So he's saying he's almost 14 and he broke up with a girl for another
yep.
girl. I mean, come on, Jay.
Come on, Jay.
Come on, Jay. Have some class. I think probably 90% of breakups, and you can back me up or not,
all right,
are because someone's breaking up for another person. Now,
all right,
this may or may not be an express version of, basically, I know this person would date me if I broke up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be a version of, I met this other person, I realized how much more I like them than you as a person.
Okay.
And that made me decide, oh, we shouldn't be together. I think that's 90% of breakups. So don't feel bad. I mean, it sucks. And maybe the other lady still likes you. But if this new lady, you broke up with them because you like someone else better, what's the alternative? You stay with someone you don't like as much? That's worse.
Mm-hmm. And you're almost 14. So if this is your high, this is your low point, your life is going to be awesome.
Yeah. If I hit rock bottom at 14, it would be like, oh my God, I can't believe I just ate two of three sleeves of Oreos, had horrible diarrhea, and then went back to finish the third sleeve. If that was the worst part of my life, I'd be doing pretty great right now.
I ate a bag of Funyuns and a Slurpee.
Yeah.
And weekly beat off to a Fantastic Four comic.
Right.
You know, that's where your life is at 14. So the fact that you've broken up with a girl
yeah.
for another girl, you're doing awesome.
If that's your dark corner, you're going to be okay.
All right.
Dear Snowman, what is an anecdote? What would an anecdote about love be? I'm writing a persuasive paragraph about how love produces unexplainable behaviors in others, and I need an anecdote supporting it, but I have no idea what an anecdote is. From Smiles. I thought you would enjoy the frustration of this question.
The anecdote. So you don't know what an anecdote is. So basically you're trying to figure out an anecdote to put in your persuasive essay about that. Well, first of all, I'm going to start to say that with informal argumentation, anecdotes don't really count as evidence. So
yeah.
You lose. You fail.
Okay.
But if you had to have an anecdote, you'd just have to find somebody who did something stupid in order for love. Oh. And I'm trying to think of a good example of something dumb that I did for love.
Yeah.
Because there's
anything dumb for love?
Oh, no, there's just too many, and you're trying to pick one that's entertaining.
I have one.
All right,
you
go
could
for
think
it.
In the meantime.
All right.
It's just a very brief memory. I remember driving somewhere, and it was very snowy.
Right.
And a song by the rock group Stained came on.
It's been a while.
No. Okay. What was their other big one?
Oh. Now that you're here. So
No. Not that one. It was their first, and it was like acoustic. And Fred Durst was there going like, this is the real motherfucking deal, y'all. And I downloaded it from iMesh. I can see through you, see to the real you, see your true colors.
Since I'm your ogre.
I'm on the outside.
Your
I'm looking
ogre
in.
Yeah.
So I remember driving, and it was snowy. I was at a stoplight, and that song was on. And I remember thinking, my God, this exactly applies to my life.
Okay, there you go.
A song by Stain.
Done. That's your anecdote. So just record that and put that in there.
Boom. You're welcome.
You did it. All right. This is kind of a long one.
All right.
And I'm going to skip the asterisk because it just makes it without the asterisks. With the asterisks in, it makes no sense.
Okay. I think I put those in.
All right. Dear Snowman.
Huh?
Hello.
Hi.
All right. I had a question on the chances of me being pregnant. My boyfriend ejaculated on my back. We did not have sex. There was no penetration. Less than a minute later, with the cum still on my back, I jumped in the shower to rinse it off.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that the water in the shower would have trickled or rinsed the sperm semen down my back to my vagina and get me pregnant? Does the temperature of the water matter? Because it was cold. There was a lot of cum. I know those little things can swim. I am just worrying myself sick. I'm afraid because I was ovulating and I've been constipated lately and I'm having some cramps and been emotional.
Jesus.
But this could just be from me stressing out. Please help me. Frowny face from Jane.
Okay. First of all, I don't know that constipated is or is not a sign of pregnancy. I kind of doubt it.
I've heard it that, like it's when you're really pregnant, though.
Sure, but, when you're 8 months in. I don't know why your boyfriend's coming on your back. However, I would say if someone's coming on the outside of you somewhere,
right,
and it's not a demand of theirs, that you're not ready to have a baby.
Okay.
So I could see why you'd be so nervous. I mean, I'm going to say the chances are pretty low. I had some scares as a young man.
Right.
I used to engage, the first girl I dated, we engaged in something called dry humping.
Okay.
We'd have, spit. I mean, we'd have our underpants on.
Okay.
And sort of, it's like watching a dog who doesn't even have the stuff going at another dog who doesn't have the appropriate stuff.
It's two dogs humping.
Or, a rug or whatever, a chair. Arm. I mean, we did that, and there were times when I was like, maybe this soaks through. This could happen, and it never did. So I would say you're probably safe. I mean, you're not safe.
Right.
Because if someone's coming, I don't know why someone's coming on your back. Where was he in your vagina and then just finished on your back? In which case, you could easily be pregnant. But if he's just for some reason, masturbating on you. I don't know what's going on.
See, my theory was that they were having anal sex.
Okay.
You know, I was just
why
trying
to. Why didn't she say that?
She said, we did not have sex. There was no penetration. And well, anal still counts as that. But it's that weird, I was trying to think of a sex act that I've been involved in.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to hypothetically think that I was not inside their vagina.
Yeah.
And I still came on her back.
Well, I mean, that would be mine, except I didn't, whip myself out and come. I'm not a big comer honor, so that's
right.
Not a big problem for me.
Exactly. So I'm just trying to figure out, how this would happen, what they were doing. Because I have not,
You're
I did not have.
Trying to use logic,
right.
Which is your mistake.
Exactly. I did not have a long dry humping phase, so I didn't think there'd be a lot of dry humping, behind.
Right.
And was there a lot
of. Yeah, no.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's the thing that even with your dry humping thing,
yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, from behind.
No.
Because, from behind.
You don't really get crazy with it, because you're. Well, I didn't.
Right.
Because it's a sort of a short-lived period.
Well, it's from behind. That's
pain.
like, you wouldn't do dry humping from behind without having done regular sex.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like there's got to be some kind of other weird kinky shit going on.
Yeah, I don't recommend the dry humping.
No.
You might as well just, like, hump a tree with jeans on. It's horrible.
And you can cuddle with the tree.
It
and
seems damaging.
And the tree will never leave you.
All right. We're getting close.
All right.
For school, I need to write a kid's story. I was going to do it about a rainbow giraffe, but can't think of any names. Dot, 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 dot. Does anyone have any good names that a creative? Please help. From Jess.
Well, we can have... We've already established this
now,
from the very...
Is a rainbow giraffe a giraffe, or is it just the thing she's invented?
I think it's a thing she's invented.
Okay.
But I think we established this from the very first question, because Peter, after all, is Prince of the Giraffes. Mm-hmm. So we would call it Rainbow Pete, Prince of the Giraffes.
I like it.
Yeah. And so it's
an
about...
adventure.
And you know what it is? It's like the other giraffes are in the zoo. They're stuck in the zoo.
Yeah.
They can't get out.
Yeah.
Especially Polly Giraffe, right?
Polygraph.
Polygraph. Yeah. She always tells the truth and knows when anyone's lying.
Yeah, I need that whiskey.
Not a relevant skill for the story, but sure.
Polygraph.
But Prince Peter of the Giraffes.
Yeah.
Peter, Prince of the Giraffes, looks around and he tries to save them. And he goes to the zoo, and the zookeeper wouldn't let him in at first until he uses dazzling rainbow colors.
Mm.
And the dazzling rainbow colors stuns everybody, and he saves all the giraffes, especially Polly the giraffe. They all go away, live happily ever after, fuck off.
Great.
Yeah, story's great. Done. Oh, fuck, my turn.
Hit me.
All right, here we go. Okay, dear snowman, what do you think of the name... Jesus Sir Christ Jones for my first child from Avalon.
Jesus Sir Christ Jones for a baby? I mean, obviously it's horrible, right? It's probably one of the worst names I've ever heard.
Jesus Sir Christ Jones.
Okay, first of all, Jesus is a no unless you're a Hispanic boxer.
All right, go ahead.
Secondly, sir is not really a name.
Yeah.
It should just go in the middle unless it's S-U-R, is it?
Okay. S-I-R.
Sure. No, you don't need that. Christ, Jesus Sir Christ, is just a horrible combination.
And the last one I want to cap this off.
Jones.
Jones is spelled J-O-A-N-S.
I like Joan, like the Joan, woman, yeah. Joan Baez.
Plural Jones.
I mean, the other problem is Jesus Sir Christ, then ending with Jones. That's kind of a letdown, in my opinion. I-M-H-O.
Right.
I think it's horrible. Everything about it is making me upset. Actually, I'm gripping this marker
with fury.
With a death grip. All right. Dear Snowman, this is for college students, so this is good for you.
What are
your regrets? What do you wish to tell your 18-year-old self if you could? Like, if you could go back in time and tell my 14-year-old self something in terms of high school, it would be to do more. I was so boring, LOL. I don't want to make too many mistakes in college because, let's be honest, I'm going to make some mistakes. What mistakes did you make that I should avoid and give the outcome of some of those mistakes? Social, academic, and financial binds I should avoid. From Doom.
Doom.
Or Dume, perhaps.
Dume.
I don't know.
All right. Well, Doom, the first thing I would say is that $8 Maxim subscription seems like a deal, but it's not. And the thing of it is, you're going, even if you do try to do that, you realize that you're not going to, there's nothing to read in that magazine.
Uh-huh.
Nothing at all. Mm-hmm. And you have the internet, so there's a lot more stuff to beat off in. And if you're in a dorm, by the way, if you live in a dorm, you become a beat off ninja.
Right.
You know, where you figure out the class schedule, you figure out, but even if the guy walks in, like, you could be beaten off and then bam, you're not beaten off anymore.
Sure.
But even if you decide to, yeah, but even if you decide to get the $10 Playboy subscription, spend the two extra dollars, you'll uh-huh. have stuff to read.
Yeah.
And it'll be worth it. However, true. In either case, do not save them the whole semester. Get rid of them. Either magazine.
Oh, okay.
You get rid of them eventually because, as you know from your, you know, like Peter and I used to go do some dumpster diving.
Yeah.
Near the dorms at the end.
Hey, trash picking.
Trash picking, right? For lots of appliances, furniture, yeah. All kinds of great stuff. We found a shit ton of pornography.
Yeah.
Like a lot of pornography. And throwing it out all at once feels like you're throwing out a lot of stuff. So if you throw it out over time, recycle it. Better yet, compost it. Yeah.
Nothing worse than considering taking home dumpster pornography.
Right. Right. So, but the thing is, when you throw out a whole bunch, you feel like you're wasting something. So just throw them out periodically. You're not going to beat off to the old ones.
Done.
Done.
All right.
Here's a nice short one for you. All right. Dear Snowman, what happens if you eat poop? From Chris.
Chris, let me tell you something. One time, I drank urine. I was in a car for a very long time. Now, we all know, if you've been, I mean, I'm talking like, on Friday we left, we drove probably 18 hours.
Okay.
And then on, we stayed Saturday and drove back Sunday and drove the same amount.
All right. So this is 36 hours of car.
It's a lot of car. 36 hours in 2.5 days. And the best thing I got out of it was a chicken fried steak. But that's besides the point.
Was it a good chicken fried steak?
It was pretty fucking good.
All right.
And the corn was good. But I peed in a Powerade bottle and then set it on the dash. And then I was like, bored. You know, and so I...
You're staring at this at hour four.
There was a dare involved. And I took a good swig of my own urine.
Okay.
This did not earn respect from anyone. Nor does the story earn any respect from anyone. People are only perplexed and upset. So here's the point.
All right.
It may seem at certain points in your life like doing something like eating poop is cool. It's not cool. No one's going to think you're cool. I mean, people will think you're weird and they'll think you're crazy, but not in a good way.
Yeah.
You want to be thought of as crazy in a way of like, one time he threw a guy through a window.
Right.
Because he did something wrong. You do not want to be think of as crazy. I'm doing bad. You don't want to be thought of as crazy.
No,
because
I got where you're coming
poop.
From.
Poop. That's right. Not the good kind of crazy. That's not the kind of unpredictable, I want to hang with this dude crazy.
Actually, I have a story of exactly that to that point.
Okay.
That when I was younger, when I was in middle school, we did some dissections.
Sure.
Right. And a similar thing that there was a lot of, we were dissecting these bones for some reason.
Bones?
Bones.
Okay.
All right. And there was this bone marrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And someone dared me to eat the bone marrow.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like, sure, I'll eat it. And I ate it. Yeah. It wasn't like a big piece or anything. But there were some people and one girl in particular who was freaked out.
Yeah.
About me eating the bone marrow. Like, freaked out.
Yeah.
And I mean, for years after, she would still be like, I can't believe you ate the bone marrow.
Yeah.
And I would like, and she would tell people like, this guy ate a bone, you know, some bone marrow.
You believe this shit?
Yeah. And when you're in middle school, that seems like a big deal. Like, this guy's crazy. This guy's nuts. Like, not in a good way either. Like, this guy's fucking, you know. It's one thing if you're like, this guy threw someone out a window because he pissed him off. That's the right kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Versus this guy, you know, made a suit out of human skin. That's the wrong.
Right.
That's too far.
Have you ever had a raw egg, drank a raw egg like Rocky before?
No.
I did that once. That was also not impressive.
And probably kind of gross, too. That's the thing I could get over. It's like drinking snot.
Do you want one? I've got one.
No.
You could have.
A raw egg?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
All right.
So, all right, wuss. You don't want everyone to think you're cool now. That's fine.
It's radio. I could just sit there and be like, I'm going to drink this raw egg.
I would tell the truth. This is not a show of lies.
Oh.
Dear Snowman, what would be a good essay topic about Abraham Lincoln? I need to come up with an essay question and then write a paper on that topic. Looking for some suggestions from George.
George, your topic should be Abraham Lincoln is a traitorous dog bastard. And you should write this from the perspective of a Confederate soldier or a Confederate supporter. And not because you actually believe any of this, but just because you have to write the essay for this class. And if you write this essay, do your research, make it persuasive, and say that Abraham Lincoln betrayed states' rights, and he started the War of Northern Aggression. You'll probably get a few trips to the principal's office. But you know what? You'll learn something, you'll learn a little bit about America, and everything will work out just fine. Or you should just try to bang your teacher until you get out of this. I don't know.
Everything about you is banging a teacher.
Well, you know, sometimes you just get, like, you give the answer, you get down to, like, you know, 15 seconds left, and you just got to figure out something to fill the rest of the time. Some of us have, you know, sometimes we have short answers, like, you know, this one. Sometimes we have long involved answers involving dress shirts and breaks and raw eggs, apparently. So, time duck has finally run out. So, oh, boy. So... I don't like the looks of this. I think this is a bad decision, but I'm going to read this question. All right, so here we go. Dear Snowman, this is a long one.
Ah.
I'm going to have to hold this up. My daughter just ordered almost $1,000 in MAC makeup over the internet using my card. I had a talk with her, and she said that it would should last her a while, and I shouldn't get worked up about it. She then proceeds to ask me for an extra $2,000 for back-to-school shopping for clothes and supplies. I told her that was a negative and I can't do. She asked her dad, and he gave her the money. She's only 13, and it's ridiculous how she sneaks my money like that. Am I overreacting? Or how can I get her out of this? From Caroline.
I have an answer to that. What am I holding in this glass?
You're holding a raw egg.
Cracked into a glass. Here we go.
Oh, boy. Ugh. Oh, boy.
Here's my point, Caroline.
Is that worse than the Albertsons whiskey?
No. Certainly not. What are you doing spending $1,000 on makeup? Are you going to try and impress some boy who just drinks a raw egg on radio?
What a waste
of time.
The 13-year-old sister is spending the $1,000.
Whatever.
She stole it from Caroline.
Well, yeah, fuck her then. Drink your raw eggs so you're good at punching. Beat her up. Take your money back.
There you go. Okay.
How do you even have that much money for your sister to steal? How much money could you have stolen from me as a child? Max.
Oh, God. Well, you were kind of a spendthrift, so like $10, $5.
Spendthrift is the opposite of what you meant, I think.
No.
I spent everything.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Tightwad is the opposite.
Okay, I think spendthrift is the same.
No, it's the opposite. Tightwad is the opposite of spendthrift.
Either way, I mean, there was no money to be had.
No.
I signed a contract to clean the basement for eternity for $10.
Yeah, so...
if that gives you an idea.
$1,000 is like would be a ridiculous idea for a 13-year-old to have. Like, $1,000 is like $1,000,000,000,000. You just have no concept.
Okay, here we go. Whew. I'm shooting some bad stuff. Dear Snowman, the guy I like has been texting me quite some times a week and wants to hang out at the beach. But one day he texted me randomly saying, hey, and I was about to reply, and he sent another saying, I want you. All I replied was, Then a few hours later he replied saying he was really drunk and didn't remember and apologizing. I said it was okay, and he's like, I'm really sorry. It was around 2 p.m. though. Is he interested or just wants to mess around? From Katie.
So, Katie, he messaged you saying he would like to, you know, I want you. And you're curious as to whether or not he just wants to mess around. Well, he does want to mess around. That's
sure.
The thing.
Yeah.
But is he really interested in you or does he want to mess around? You know, I think you know what you should just do? Have sex with him. Seems like a good way to go.
Okay.
I mean, it's better than banging your teacher.
Yeah.
Well, you know, which might be what you're, you know, what I think.
In a way.
In a way. And, you know, you haven't said that you were against having sex with him.
Right.
Right? You're not opposed to this. I don't see the problem with it. Just, you know, sometimes when someone asks, wouldn't it be nice if you just said, hey, let's bang, and someone can say, yeah, I agree. We should bang.
Indeed.
Yes. Because it never seems to work that way. So if you want to bang him, bang him. If you don't want to bang him, don't bang him.
Yeah.
Walk away, you know, and walk away completely from this. But if you're not sure, you know what? Just bang him. See how it goes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, there you go.
On time.
All right. So, oh, Jesus Christ. This has a transcript. All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, my God. 47, Dear Snowman. It starts with
Well, don't read the number.
This is 47, Dear Snowman. Oh, anyway. All right. I've been texting. It's the only one with a number, so that's why I thought it was important. Anyway.
Okay. Well, we're pretty close, though.
Okay. I've been texting a girl I really liked for about a month now, And today her cousin left for college and she feels really sad because they were really close and she might not see her for a while.
Ah.
Anyway, this is how it went. This is the transcript. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Her. I miss her already. I think I might cry. Me. I'm going to put a smile on your face before you go to bed tonight. Her. Thanks. That's so sweet. Me. But first I have a question. Her. What? Me. How does it feel to be like to be the most beautiful girl in the world? Smiley face.
Oh.
Her. I don't know. Me. I thought that would bring a smile to smile your face. Frowny face. Her. It did. But is that how you really think of me? Me? I think you're beautiful. I'm not looking for a relationship. Just want to be your friend. Her. Okay. Smiley face. We're still texting each other about normal things, life, summer, etc., but I feel like she might be freaked out by that. Do you guys think she is? From Eric.
Let me just clarify something. Was there a text where he said, hey, we don't need to get naked, but I just wanted to tell you that, something like that?
No,
he said, like, let's not be related.
I think it was something,
I don't love you, but I just want to tell you that, something like that. Back to the tape.
Yeah, back to the tape. I think you're beautiful. I'm not looking for a relationship. Just want to be your friend.
Okay. Fuck you, Eric. Is that his name?
Yep.
Fuck you. That's not true. Why would you tell somebody that? You're the most beautiful girl in the world. I'm going to put a smile on your face.
With my penis.
I mean, he wants to be with her, right?
Right.
Clearly. And he's worried about if she's freaked out. If you didn't care if she was freaked out, you wouldn't be worried about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So quit lying to yourself. Drink an egg, be a man.
Say you want to bang.
You don't have to tell someone she's the most beautiful. You don't have to preface it with, listen, I don't like you, but you're beautiful. Just say, you're beautiful, and I think so.
Okay.
God damn it, you fuck.
It'd be nice if we could be honest. If you want to bang, say you want to bang. If you think someone's beautiful, you say so.
Indeed.
All right.
This is an easy one. Dear Snowman, do you have dimples? From Marissa.
Do I have dimples?
Smile. You might have one. You might have a right side dimple.
So I have like a stroke face. Yeah, you can make dimples a little bit. I dated somebody with dimples, like actual dimples.
Okay.
They're nice. They're kind of weird. They're a little overrated. I imagine there's not much to them. I mean, they're a feature.
Yeah.
They're a little different. Most people don't have them. I've heard it's something that like your muscles, and your face are not attached right. So they make a little thing. See, now I think you're trying to make them. I can kind of see them, but they're really weird shape because one is kind of circular and then one is a big oval.
Fuck you.
On one side. You're so...
What else do you want me to say to that?
I'm just saying that...
They're there, goddammit. You could have just said yes. You don't have to criticize
them.
They
are present. Yeah. Sure. Whatever. What do you want to know about dimples? Dimples look like they'd be hard to clean out when you're smiling all the time. So if you have dimples, frown a lot or else you're going to do a lot of Q-tip work.
I have dimples on my thighs. Oh!
Oh!
But
I think it's that... And you have to do a lot of Q-tip work on your thighs, don't you? Like kind of scraping out, getting all the
land. I mean, I should. I don't.
You should.
I just let it build up. I figure it'll even out that way.
All right. Dear Snowman... I think I committed blasphemy against Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
All right. I was joking with a friend and said, I'm a God killer refereeing, it's supposed to be referring, to the video game Silent Hill 3 where you defeat a boss called God.
Ah.
And to make matters worse, I have OCD.
Oh, God.
And it's really playing on my mind. And to atheists, please just go away. From Zitz.
I mean, I don't know. I guess if you... It's so stupid because if I thought hell was real, I don't think I would play Silent Hill.
Okay.
I think I'd be focused on not going to hell.
Right.
So how much do you really think hell is real, if you would even say that? Because if I thought, all right, I have to endure 43 years.
44 years.
This horrible life and then an eternity of hell, I would probably be able to keep it together for 41 years. Of being good and behaving, just not really doing anything.
Play Mega Man. You don't deal with these problems.
Just play Mega Man.
Yeah.
You can just fight robots. Or Sonic. Dear Snowman, are you a naughty boy? From Nudie.
Are you a naughty boy from Nudie? Well, considering how many times I've suggested people should bang their teachers.
Yeah, I mean, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Am I a naughty boy? Christ. You know what? I never want to hear the phrase naughty boy in a bedroom
naughty
context.
Naughty boy.
Right. Because that seems like too much. That seems too much like, you know, something that a parent, like a mother, would say to a little kid.
Yeah.
And I don't understand the sort of little kid thing in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I completely don't
diapers
get that.
Diapers and shit?
Like, yeah, even that, but it's like, are you
a bad girl?
Yeah, see, that's kind of creepy.
I don't like that either.
Or like when a girl wants to be called daddy or something, like to call you daddy or something
like that.
Yeah, see, exactly. You know
but
what?
I'm not
because,
very adventurous.
Well, no, it's because you know what? I'm an adult. Adults have sex. Kids don't have sex. So why are you bringing this kid stuff into the adult world of sex?
That's probably true.
Yeah.
All right.
So
we're almost there.
Almost there. Dear Snowman, is it okay for a guy to cry when watching Passion of the Christ? I was watching the movie for the second time because the first time I didn't understand it. So after studying about Jesus in the Bible, I wanted to watch the movie again. Right when they got their hands on Jesus and started punching him, tears came running down my face.
Yeah.
I don't know why I tried to stop, but I couldn't. From Joan.
Well, let me make a similar comparison. Is it okay for a guy to cry during a movie? Recently, I've gone through the Rocky series.
Right.
And there's probably a part in each one that almost makes me cry.
Okay.
Rocky 1, when he says he's not going to win, but he'd like to go the distance.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't want to just be a bum.
All right.
Rocky 2, when he asks Adrian, do you think you wouldn't mind too much being married to me? I was like, that's very sweet. Rocky 3.
This is where it gets harder.
3 and 4 are tough, and 5. Right. 3. Let's see. He fights Mr. T. Oh, that's got a great part with Adrian. Because she yells at him and motivates him. She becomes the Mickey of that movie. Rocky 4 also has a great Adrian part.
If I can change, if you can change, we all can change!
Yeah, that's where you cried.
No, not that part.
Oh.
It's got a great Adrian part too. Rocky 5. No, wait. Rocky 4, I don't remember. I'll have to come back. Rocky 5 has Adrian part because she's like, you don't need to fight anymore. It's not the fighting. It's you. It's you we love. And I was like, oh, God.
I'm telling you that Rocky 4, that was when you cried. It's when like it's about change.
No,
and
we can all
come together.
No, it was sometime before they went to train in Russia. Something happened. I don't remember.
See, the problem
doesn't
with
matter.
The problem with Rocky IV was that they did that weird montage after Apollo died, which would be the good. That'd be the part when you cried. But you know, they made a weird cheesy montage with him driving really fast in his car and thinking about the past.
There was a pretty great part in Rocky IV because before Apollo died, he gave this little speech about like once you stop fighting, you're nothing.
Right.
No one cares anymore. So that was probably that.
Well, that was really early in the movie, so
and
that would have been kind of
Rocky
rough.
Balboa, there were like 9 parts.
It's like you're crying throughout the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
there's the
boy.
Part where Polly is like, yeah, of course it's good. He says like, what does he say? Why are you always reliving the past? It ain't so great. And he's like, it was to me. And then he's like, that's because you treated her good. I treated her like garbage.
Right.
You know, I don't need to remember this. And then there's the part where he talks about where Polly's like, why are you going to fight again? You don't need to fight again. And he's like, is it because are you mad? Because Adrian left you. And he's like, Adrian didn't leave. She died. And then he says, you know, what's wrong with you? You know, and he's like, I got this beast inside me. And I was like, oh, my God. And then there was another part where he yelled at his son that was pretty good.
And that's the thing. But what about Passion of the Christ? That's
Fuck
the question.
That movie.
All right.
That's
there you go.
That
could have taken 5 seconds.
Dear Snowman, what are 3 things that scare you? From Henry.
3 things that scare me. Well, probably, honestly, some of my math teachers naked.
Okay.
You know, since we'll do some callbacks here. So that's probably number 1.
Great.
Yeah. All my math teachers naked.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Things that scare me. I'm trying to really think about that. So, yeah, I can't think about anything else except my math teacher's naked now. So I'm probably going to have to go with heights is a good one. Oh, okay. Flying. I'm still fucking terrified of being on planes.
You fly an awful lot for someone who's scared of flying.
Yeah, I know. But like I during landing and takeoff, I feel like I'm keeping up the plane with the will of my mind. You know, and that's why, like, part of why, you know, when people are, you know, and I believe that other passengers are doing the same thing. So, like, when they start putting their headphones or they're, like, reading, I'm like, what the fuck like, are you
no,
doing?
No, we no, all no, have move. To, do not move.
We are all in this together, assholes. If we die in a fiery wreck because you could not get that Kesha song out of your fucking brain, I am going to fucking haunt your family.
Whew, okay. All right. Got one more? I got one more.
Yeah, I got one more, and this awesome. Is a good one. All right, are you ready for
go.
This? This is probably a raw egg question.
I'm ready.
All right. Dear Snowman, what is a modern clan meeting like? What happens during the meetings, and do they wear the uniform to all meetings or only special ones? From Juice.
I mean, I assume they always wear the uniform. I thought it was to keep, well, maybe not anymore. I assumed it was to be anonymous.
Right.
But, I mean, with the rise in white power tattoos and whatnot, I don't really see the point. Is the Klan still a thing? I don't even know if that's a thing. I don't know if they're having meetings.
They go on talk shows and stuff, but they go with like the whole Klan outfit except for the hood.
Right, which is idiotic.
Right.
It looks like you're just doing dishes somewhere.
And also they have a big purple one, which seems like
which
the gayest
worse.
Thing ever.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't mean gay in a derogatory way. I mean like gay as in just like
in the way they would say it.
Right.
Like, what are you wearing that gay thing for?
Right, like something that a gay person would enjoy wearing.
Just purple is a color. There are many other more traditionally masculine
black.
Colors.
Red.
Black.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you wear black robes? That seems reasonable to me. Mm-hmm. I think they really were just bed sheets. Or ghost costumes.
Right.
All right, one more.
Oh,
here's
okay.
our final question.
Yeah.
Dear Snowman, can a person poke non-friends on Facebook? When I click the little gear menu in the upper right corner of a person's profile, the only option that I see available is report/block from Mister.
Oh, Lord.
Can you poke non-friends?
I don't think I've poked anybody on Facebook for a long time. I thought that
feature
was gone.
Have you poked ever?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
why?
I think it was one of those things that poking was something that I don't really know what the purpose of it was.
Right.
And usually, like, when I was poking somebody, I was dating them at the time, and it's like, I'm going to poke you.
I remember you.
Yeah. And it's sort of it's a way to sort of send contact to somebody without having to write anything.
Sure.
I guess that's the purpose of it, is that you wanted to have contact with them without having to write anything.
Okay.
To be like, I exist.
Lazy contact.
I exist. Yeah, and I think that's the purpose of it. The fact that you can't do it anymore is because Facebook doesn't have that anymore.
Does it not have it anymore?
I don't believe so.
If I do have it, I'm going to poke somebody tomorrow.
You're going to be poking a ton of people from Helpful Snowman.
Yeah,
Facebook.com/Helpful Snowman.
Just how shocked would you be to be like, so-and-so poked you?
Shocked.
We made it.
Made it all the way through.
Oh, my God.
That's
the power hour
good.
Happened. Oh, we're not plugged into this.
So, not the same feeling of triumph.
Yay! We got there eventually. Woo! Team Power Hour happened.
Power Hour.
It only took 2 hours.
Well, at this point, you probably are going to be calling our sister for some cuddle friends.
Yeah, should we call her?
Yeah, might as well.
See what happens.
Yep.
Ooh, okay. Need to remember how to work this phone.
So this is something you can put on speakerphone somehow, or
I think so.
All right, we're gonna see how
this
works.
New, but let's do this shit. We'll turn off this laptop.
Yeah.
What is our sister's name?
Julia.
Cool. All right, here we go. Speakerphone. I think she'll be hearable through.
She's probably asleep. It's like what 4 in the morning.
Are you hearing this through your headphones?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, you can leave her a message this time if she doesn't pick up.
I think you should because it is your number.
Come on.
Hello, this is Julia, and I have just missed your call.
I'm glad it didn't say her number.
And I will be sure to get back to you. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
This is all necessary info.
Right.
To leave a callback number, press 5.
Be sure to press 5.
Hey there. You remember the last time I called you and it was necessary because I needed someone to take us to Taco Bell and spoon in a non-sexual way? I'm back. I didn't have wine this time. I had Albertson's whiskey. So, you know, just remember that time. And same deal. Also, you know, I'm a little upset you didn't pick up.
Right.
Sometimes you need somebody to be there for you.
That's getting a little heavy.
Yeah. That's how it happens on this show. All right. Well, I'm going to push 5 because then it leaves my number, I think.
Yeah.
Which every phone does, but I'll just push 5 and I'll see you later. Goodbye.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2.
Very satisfied.
Message review.
Hey there. You remember the last time I called you? And it was necessary because I needed someone to take us to Taco Bell. And
I didn't sound drunk till right then.
I'm back.
That sounds drunk.
Yeah.
Whiskey.
Yep.
So, you know, just remember that time. And,
okay. Why would I have done that? Push also, 2. Now I don't know if I can just push a button and have this be over forever. Right. I feel
sometimes
like I can't.
You're stuck. Apple has failed you.
Happens on this show. All right, well, I'm gonna push 5 because then it leaves my number, I think.
Yeah,
which every phone does. But I'll
so hear you in the background.
That's yeah, nice. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
No, well, normal.
To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2.
That is urgent as
thank
ever.
You. Your message has 2. Been sent. Goodbye.
Bye. All right, we called our sister. All right, we did it.
We did it.
Is the show done?
I think so.
Is that what we've decided?
I think this has gone on for like, what, 2.5-3 hours by now?
Seems like 100 hours.
So if this is a long show, thanks for staying for the whole thing. And if it's a 2-parter, glad you came back for the second part.
Yeah. What a loser you must be.
You know, there's so much great stuff on iTunes.
There is. Do you have any recommendations?
Ooh. WTF is always the go-to recommendation.
Mark Maron?
That's right. Also, Downtown Soulville with Mr. Fine Wine.
Okay.
Good.
That sounds like a homeless person. Mr. Fine Wine?
That's really his name.
Fuck that guy.
Great.
Is he drinking raw eggs on his show?
Well,
I didn't think so.
I mean, I don't know. He doesn't really talk about it. Maybe he's drinking raw eggs all the time.
I know he's not.
Okay. You know, and always the thing that I think I tried to recommend before, I don't know if you listened to it, was the Bluegrass Preservation Society.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, did you listen to that one?
No.
Oh, well, you should.
Okay.
Yeah, listen to that. Those are my recommendations. But I also recommend that you visit the Helpful Snowman.
There you go.
At helpfulsnowman.com.
There you go.
At Helpful Snowman on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And facebook.com/helpfulsnowman.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's everything.
Also, there's the email, if you wanted to email, right?
Oh, yeah.
HelpfulSnowman@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought of a great Gmail that I'm going to see if it's available tomorrow.
All right.
It's rayfromghostbusters@gmail.com.
See if it's taken or not.
Yeah, I really hope it's not.
Now, why wouldn't you take peterfromghostbusters@gmail.com?
I think Ray's funnier.
All right. Not Winston either.
Nope. Ray.
Ray from Ghostbusters@gmail.com. All right. So by the time you hear this, Peter will already have this email address or won't.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Someone else will.
All right.
All right.
Good night, everyone.